the Philadelphia Soul lose a tough one, but they have one more game to go in the playoffs for the aggregate. But while that game was going on, NBC Sports Philadelphia was replaying a documentary that they put together on the 2008 Phillies. And that is going to be basically the tone of the show, is just reliving that great 08 run. And you can chime in on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. I have two polls out there right now. But the first one that I had was a conversation, not really a conversation, but a topic that I hear from time to time of nonsense. And that is, in honor of the 2008 Phillies doc on NBC Sports Philly, do you consider that stretch, meaning 2007 to 2011, a success? Or no, because they should have won more than one? Now, I am pleasantly surprised to tell you that 78% have seen the light and said, yes, that was a success. Really, the 22% boggle my mind. And they've always boggled my mind. Because you have people that call up the show and even hosts alike on this very airwaves and say, that stretch was not a success. And I always scratch my head at that comment because we're a city that doesn't have a lot of championships. Should they have won more? Yes. Yes, they should have. But this was a city that lived through the early 2000s Eagles that were really, really good and never won a Super Bowl. They should have won one, but they never even won one. Right? They finally got over the hump after three straight NFC Championship games of losing. They make it to the Super Bowl and they lose to the Patriots. And then the Phillies start this stretch off in 2007 with Jimmy Rollins saying we are the team to beat, and then backing it up with a Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, an MVP type season that year. And they play the Rockies in the playoffs and get swept. I think Kaz Matsui still hitting home runs off the team from that series. And they come back from 2008, recharged, ready to go, and they win it all. And it really started that stretch of just great baseball in the city, the sellout streaks and the good times. They go back to the World Series in 2009, and then they 2010 they end up losing in the championship series. In 2011 they lost in the divisional series to the Cardinals, and that was honestly the best team I've ever seen in a Phillies uniform. That team with four aces. They should have won. Chris Carpenter comes out in 3 days rest and ends up beating them. They can only get one run for Roy Halladay. Very frustrating. But I look back at that time and I say that is unequivocally a success because they won one. And we are not a city that has a trophy case full of amazing accomplishments. You know, we have the Arena Bowls. You know, maybe the Kicks won a couple championships here and there. All right, maybe the Wings won one or two. And I'm not putting them down for that because that is a huge honor. But out of the four major teams in this city, being the Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, and Eagles, man, have we suffered. And it looks like things are trending the right way, no question about it. We win the Super Bowl this year, and you look at what the Sixers are doing. The Phillies are in first place at the break. They might get Manny Machado. But I just scratch my head at these, and I'll say these idiots who say, "Oh, that wasn't a success because they didn't win enough." I'd like to know why that you think that that's not a success. I mean, looking back on that entire run, we haven't had a parade at that point in 25 years, and you have fans have the audacity to say that run was not a success, and that's very puzzling to me. Very puzzling. Tyler Zulu, my producer, was that run a success? And you don't have to agree with me, obviously, but...
No, it's a success. And success kind of blinds people. And you win one, and then they start to build, and you think that they should win three or four, and they don't. And everybody goes, well, they should have won more. But should have won more and success, I think, are two different things.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, should they have won in 2009, 2010? 2000, I mean, yeah. You get Roy Halladay. You should have won one, at least with him. He was the best pitcher in the game for pretty much every year except one when he was in Philly's pinstripes. Trading away Cliff Lee was a mistake. I understood why Ruben tried to do it, but it was just the wrong move at the time. I don't think they had the ownership in place that was willing to spend over the luxury or the luxury tax. And I don't know for a fact. I mean, I'm just guessing, but John Middleton really took
reins of the team in the later years, probably after that run. But, you know, he trades away Cliff Lee for three prospects that were just god-awful. I mean, Tyson Gillies, J.C. Ramirez, Philippe Amont. And it didn't work out. And if they kept Cliff Lee, it would have been a lot different going into that 2010 season. But they get the eventual Cy Young winner. And, yes, they should have won more. But I listen to these people that say it wasn't a success. And I'm telling you, it's coworkers on this air of mine, and it's callers that call in. And I think, my God, are you ungrateful? That is exactly what it is. You are just ungrateful. This isn't Boston, unfortunately, where, you know, every year we're just used to parades. Like, I'm 29 years old. That was the first championship parade I have ever experienced in my life. Tyler, you're in your 20s. I mean, same for you.
Yeah, I was 13, and it was the greatest day of my life to that point.
13?
Yeah.
That makes me, all right.
Feel a little bit older now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an old guy, but yeah, that puts things into perspective for sure. And obviously, we were on the air together during the magical Super Bowl game. But I definitely just question that, that logic. So if you're one of those people out there that doesn't think it was a success, please enlighten me as to why that run was not a success when, you know, we at least got one. Because I come off of the logic that, man, those Eagles teams were great with Donovan. And we at that point were just happy to get to the Super Bowl when they finally did it in 2004, when they finally got the monkey off their back and got to the Super Bowl. We were just happy to get there, finally. And they should have been back in 2005, but obviously the locker room dynamic changed things a big time, and they weren't. And Donovan got injured, and you know they made it back. I think back in 2009 to the NFC Championship game, and they played the Cardinals, and they lost in that game. They should have won at least one Super Bowl. They didn't. And I think a lot of our fan base here in Philly at the time would have been pumped to win one Super Bowl. It would have been the first. Nobody would be saying that run wasn't a success. But amazingly, you have people that call up the station and hosts who say that that run in Philadelphia was not a success. I don't understand it. Now, the other Twitter, and by the way, 610-632-0975, if you want to chime in on the phones. The other poll that I have, and I definitely want your opinion on this, Tyler, is during the documentary, they start off in 2006. Actually, they start off in 2005, and then they start, you know, with the building of the core, and they go to 2006, 7, and finally 2008, they finish it off, and they're showing all the great moments. So the other poll, at @Pat_Egan, what was your favorite moment of the 2008 season? Was it Chase Utley's play in Game 5? I think we all know that one, where he gets the ball, he fakes the play to first base, and he throws it home and tags the runner. Was it the Bland home run in Game 5? Four against Edwin Jackson, who by some miracle is still pitching in Major League Baseball today. Was it Stairs rips one into the night? I think that one speaks for itself. Or was it Victorino's Grand Slam? So which one was it for you? 610-632-0975. Tyler, do you have a favorite moment from that run?
I think it was just prior to Victorino's Grand Slam. And it was something as simple as the Brett Myers walk. It was just great at bat. That he battled. I mean, if you saw him in the dugout after that inning, he was messing around. He had his hand over his eyes, pretending he was like waving a sword. He had no business being up at the plate against a guy like CeCe Sabathia. Draws the walk. Sabathia kind of unravels, leads to the Victorino home run. And at that point, right there, there was no chance the Phillies were losing that series.
No, and you know, it's funny. I ended up winning tickets to that game from MLB.com. It was some contest, and I get the call from... I was in college at the time. I get the call from the guy, and I'm completely thinking it's a scam. So I start Googling the guy's email address, and no, you know, it ends up being legit. So I call up my buddy, and we head down there, and I'm a nervous wreck because they're playing CeCe. You know, they're playing the guy that a lot of Phillies fans wanted them to go out and get at the deadline. And when they went out and got Joe Bland, I know a lot of Phillies fans were not happy about that move. I was cool with it to the point where I got so tired of defending Joe Bland, I went out and got his jersey T-shirt. And I still have it. It's all tattered and stuff. But, you know, they're facing a guy that was so unhittable and just dominant for the Brewers. You know, the Brewers went out and got him to get them into the postseason. And we're sitting there and we're watching the at-bat, and Brett Myers comes up. And honestly, it was just – I was just at the time happy that they got to Brett Myers to turn over the lineup. And then he starts fouling off pitch after pitch. And around, like, the fifth pitch, you start – you know, the crowd starts getting into it, because we all realize, I mean, this is a smart fan base. You realize pretty quickly, oh crap, he's like raising this pitch total a lot more than he should. I mean, look, CC Sabathia at that time against Brett Myers should have been three pitches and have a seat, but one pitch, two pitch, three pitches, and he starts working the count, fouling off pitch after pitch. It was, to this day, one of the few times I truly believe that we got into a pitcher's head, like as a fan base. I mean, you can get loud as you want, and Philly fans can certainly get loud, but a lot of times pitchers say, you know, no, I'm cued in, you know, I'm dialed into this play. The fans, I kind of tune it out. I am 100% in belief that the Philadelphia fans getting louder and louder every single pitch that Brett was fouling off was getting into CC Sabathia's head. And I wish we adopted this trend in Philadelphia, but if you go on YouTube, you can find it. Texas A&M has an unbelievably awesome tradition of, if a pitcher walks a guy in four pitches, the fan base starts chanting ball five before the next pitch gets thrown. And if the pitcher throws a ball, they start chanting ball six before the pitcher gets thrown. And it just gets louder and louder and louder as ball six, ball seven, ball eight. And it just gets into the pitcher's head and it just works them. I wish we adopted that here. Obviously, Major League pitching is a little bit different than college pitching. You're not going to usually have six straight balls, but you never know. You might have a Rick Ankiel situation. So, yeah, he just works that count, and Victorino comes up and crushes it. And you're right. When he does that, when he hits that ball, there is no doubt in anybody's mind that you're winning that series. And to be honest with you, that series was the one that scared me the most. Looking back on the entire run, was the Brewers. I think if the Brewers had won that series, they were going to the World Series, and they were going to be Tampa, and they had the better team than the Dodgers, I thought. They had the better team than the Rays, I thought. But that series, once we got over that and we got to the Dodgers, it was like, look, they can't hang with this team. I mean, they're not even close. Their pitching staff isn't there. If they're trotting out Vicente Padilla to start games, it's not a good sign. I don't want to hear about Jamie Moyer. Vicente Padilla is starting games for these guys. Derek Lowe is their ace. It's not going to end well for the Dodgers, and it didn't, of course. And then they go off and they play Tampa Bay, and they bring home the championship. But there's so many great moments from that season, and it sucks because Twitter only allows you to put four. And originally I wrote this out and put other, and then I remembered the Victorino one. And you're going to constantly remember little ones. We got a great one here from Mark Bentz, who says, underrated play was the tough double play turned against Washington to clinch the division. If that's not turned, I believe the game is tied. Brad Lidge blows his first game, first save, winning that day, saves them to line up Hamels in game one against Milwaukee. 100%. I was at that game, and I remember turning to my college roommate and saying, I can't believe he's actually going to blow his save, like the first save of the season against, you know, in the last game of the season. And obviously they had one more game to play, but Jimmy Rollins makes an unbelievable diving play to set up that double play. And Mark is correct. They would have tied the game. Brad Lidge blows the first save. By doing so, you set up Hamels for game one. And really, that set the entire mood for the playoffs, because Cole Hamels at that time was, as Larry Boa says, Cole Hamels was game on. He was really the exact opposite of what he was in 2009, which was a pretty bad Cole Hamels. But in 2008, that dude was dialed in. And it was funny. I got a text from a family member earlier this week about Machado. And obviously the Phillies are in pursuit of Manny Machado, and it's my belief that they will eventually get Manny Machado, whether it be at the deadline or in the offseason, one way or another. Manny Machado is going to be in a Phillies uniform. It's just a matter of, you know, when. But he texted me about Machado, and he goes, you know, I think they really need pitching. They don't have that pitching staff. I go, dude, they didn't have a pitching staff in 2008 when you really look at it. Their ace was Cole Hamels, and after that it was Brett Myers, who got sent down to the minor leagues that year, if you remember correctly. Jamie Moyer, who was like 75 at the time. And then you've got Kyle Kendrick and Joe Blanton. And as I said earlier, nobody wanted Joe Blanton because nobody knew anything about Joe Blanton. And Joe Blanton goes off and doesn't lose a game in the playoffs. He pitched wonderfully in the playoffs. So when you look at this current team to the team in 2008, the pitching staff, if you're not blown away by this pitching staff, you probably weren't blown away in 2008 either. I didn't hear a lot of people real pumped up when the Phillies went out and traded for Jamie Moyer in 2006. You know, and they gave up nothing for him. They gave up Andrew Barb, Andrew Baldwin, you know, two guys who never pitched in the big leagues. It was a an August waiver deadline deal. Nobody was pumped about 49-year-old Jamie Moyer coming in. I mean, that guy was there when Abner Doubleday was just creating the rules for baseball. But that's what you needed. You needed that veteran presence who had been there and done that. And Tyler, you can hop on, man. You don't have to write on the board. But he writes in, Adam Eaton was in the rotation to begin the year. Oh, God, yeah. That was tough.
That was a terrible rotation.
That was not good.
It wasn't really even a great team to begin the year.
You know, when I was watching the documentary on NBC Sports Philly, I was they're giving, obviously, Pat Gillick a lot of credit for the moves that he made. You know, he brings in very underrated moves like Jason Worth, who picked up off the scrap heap from the Dodgers. They grab Greg Dobbs from Seattle, who I believe Gillick had drafted. I know he drafted Worth in Baltimore, but he drafted Greg Dobbs, and they pick up them like little tiny pieces. It picks up JC Romero off the scrap heap from Boston.
Scott Air because it was close to his Clearwater home. He was going to retire before the season, and he jumped into the road. They said, "Hey, come pitch with us in spring training." And he ended up making the team.
No, you're thinking of somebody else.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because Scott Air was on the Cubs, and he was designated for assignment, and they traded Michael Schlitter for him. And because I remember, because that season I actually went to Wrigley for the first time, and I was sitting in the bleachers, and I'm wearing a shirt that says "Got Postseason" from the previous year, for the 2007 season, when it's got a tombstone of the Mets on the back of it, and I'm sitting there, and Carlos Zambrano pitched the game, and Scott Air came in for the Cubs. And I remember telling the guy next to me, yeah, I think the Cubs actually are going to win the World Series this year. And obviously I was wrong, and I'm happy about that. But yeah, Scott Air pitched for the Cubs and then was, I believe, designated for assignment, and the Phillies traded Michael Schlitter for him, who ended up having a cup of coffee in the pros. But I would say that move worked out really well for the Phillies, because they just kept making all these little tiny pieces. But one of the pieces that did not work out for the Phillies was Adam Eaton, who gets signed to, I think, a three-year, $24 million contract in 2006 and was just awful. I mean, my God, was that guy bad. And not only that, like, he didn't care. I did an entire show last night about what is more important to the team, Kawhi Leonard to the Sixers or Manny Machado to the Phillies. And we were for a side topic for Fantasy Fest, we were talking about dogs, about guys that were the antithesis of Chase Utley, because Chase Utley was the quintessential Philadelphia player that we loved and admired, and you know, you point at him and you tell your kids, you know, play like that guy, and that was Chase. And we've had so many guys that aren't Chase Utley come through this town. The Derek Colemans, the Andrew Bynums, the Andy Ashbys. And one of those guys I'd put on that list was Adam Eaton, who just comes in and was stealing money. And it was an awful move that Gillick had made, but Gillick was smart enough to realize that, hey, if we want to win, we can't win with Adam Eaton in our rotation. And they move him out for Joe Blaine at the deadline, which was a really good trade for the Phillies. They traded Adrian Cardenas, Josh Altman, Matt Spencer, who never made the big leagues. And Josh Altman was really the only piece in that deal that ever amounted to anything, because Cardenas was the top prospect, but he just flamed out and retired. But Adam Eaton was just brutal, man. And I'm looking at his numbers right now in a Phillies uniform, 6.10 ERA. And in 2008, that final year, 5.80 ERA. Previous year, 6.29. I mean, the guy just stole money. That was one of the few bad moves, I think, that Pat Gillick had made throughout that time period. But he made a lot of great ones. So we're talking a lot about the run up into 2008. If you guys have any cool memories from that season, 610-632-0975. I had Brad Lidge on my show last night, and I do want to replay that in the 11 o'clock hour for anybody who missed it, because it was a really good good interview, and he did a good job of taking you through that 2008 season and getting traded here, and that's one of the great moves that Gillick made, was trading for Brad Lidge and getting him in house. And it was kind of a controversial move at the time, because you had Brett Myers, who was the closer in 2007, and loved that role, and now you're putting him back in the rotation, and really to take Brett Myers and put him in the playoffs that year was a risk, that worked out for them. Because, you know, he gets taken out of the closer's role and he kind of pouted and didn't pitch well and gets sent down to the minors. And when he came back up, he was pretty dialed in for that stretch run, because going into September, they were neck and neck with the Mets. And, you know, the Mets are going to Mets. That's what they do. They choked, and that's kind of their MO. And the Phillies just kind of turned on the gas and finished them off and went in the playoffs. So 610-632-0975. Do you think that 2007 to 2011 Phillies run was a success? And on the flip side of it, what was your favorite moment of the 2008 season? Obviously, them winning it all is the number one moment for everybody, okay? But think of another moment, whether it be the Matt Stairs home run, whether it be the Victorino Grand Slam. And it could be something else, just like a couple tweeters tweeted in already, like Mark Bentz, who I said it was the double play to clinch the division. So what was your favorite moment? And if you give us a good one, you'll walk away with a pair of FanFest tickets. I'm Pat Egan with you until midnight on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. What are you doing this weekend? Headed to the beach? Maybe the Poconos?
From the mountain.
Possibly a tropical island getaway? No matter where you are headed, take 97.5 The Fanatic along with you. Just download our app from the App Store or Google Play and hear us wherever you go.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Go with it.
Weekends are meant from 97.5 The Fanatic. Tune in.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200.
We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get a great deal on AC Pro refrigerant and stay cool all summer long. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Reading Fightin' Phils have been the AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies since 1967, the longest affiliation in all of minor league baseball. They play their home games in America's classic ballpark, First Energy Stadium, widely regarded as the top minor league baseball stadium in the entire country. They have free parking, affordable tickets, food, and great family fun. Take your family to a Reading Fightin' Phils game to see the next Mike Schmidt, Reese Hoskins, and Scott Kingery. For tickets, call 610-370-BALL or order online at fightins.com.
Sports talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Reliving the 2008 season for the Philadelphia Phillies in honor of the awesome NBC Sports Philly documentary that they did. It's an hour long, and they're going to replay, I believe, Wednesday, which that doesn't make any sense to me. With all due respect to NBC Sports Philly, you have two channels, and you turn on the other one right now, and instead of replaying what they just played, which is awesome, I mean, people might have missed it, and I'm sure people did, but instead of replaying it, they have, like, paid programming. Makes no sense. And, you know, and I'm sure it's a way above my pay grade. I'm sure there's things that go into it, but I don't get that. You know, you should be playing that nonstop. And I had a guy tweet in and say, and I'll try to find the tweet, but he basically said, I can't wait to watch this during every rain delay for the next 20 years. Because if you're a guy like me, if you're in your 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s, whatever, That run was absolutely magical, like everything about it. And when you really look at the team as a whole, they weren't as talented, I think, as 2009. They weren't as talented as 2010. They definitely weren't as talented as 2011. But they ended up winning the World Series, which is incredible. When you really think about it, that 2011 team that lost to the Cardinals, they really should have gotten one. I mean, they had an unbelievable rotation, and they kind of just choked. The 2010 team that lost to the Giants really hurt. I was at that clinching game when Ryan Howard struck out looking. And what always really bugged me was the fact that you couldn't tag on more runs than Jonathan Sanchez, of all people. You had him on the ropes. And, you know, Shane Victorino, I believe, made a really dumb base running decision at one point in the game. Then Ryan Madsen comes in and gives up a home run to Juan Uribe. And then just the entire atmosphere in the stadium kind of just deflated. And it was really crushing. And I remember walking out of that game, and this poor woman, I think back, and I'm not sorry for what I said, but she goes, oh, it's okay, we had a good season. And I'm like, what? We had a good season. And those kind of fans drive me nuts, because she's the kind of fan that shouldn't be there. But, you know, this is what happens in the playoffs. You get the rich fans that aren't diehards that can afford tickets, and they end up going to the games, and they don't really care and live and breathe the sports. They're just all happy to be there. They're going to jump on the bandwagon. So this woman, we're walking down the steps, it's okay, they had a good run. The body's not even cold yet. And you have the audacity to tell me that when I'm, you know, a 21-year-old, live, breathe, eat everything about the team going to like 50 games a year, having no life, I'm dialed in, and you say that, I'm not having that at all. That's the only bad thing I say about the playoffs, is it brings out every fake fan in the area.
It's the fans who have money.
That's what it is.
If we were poor at that point, we couldn't go to games.
That's what it is. And Greg and Easton, I'm going to get to you in a second. I'm going to tell my story on how I could have went to the clinching game in 05 and missed out on it at the 10 o'clock hour. And also for Fan Fest tickets, if you have like a momentous occasion in sports that you could have went to, and for whatever reason you missed out on, and you know we deem it worthy enough, you'll walk away with Fan Fest tickets. 610-632-0975. But that's the problem. Like in 2008, I went to 38 games in 2008. I spent all my money as you know a 19-year-old going to those games. So when the playoffs come around and, you know, I have like a crappy college job, I can't afford to go. I didn't have a credit card at the time or I would have amassed a lot of credit card debt. But, yeah, I couldn't afford. And you get all these like fake fans. I remember Philly Magazine in 2011 did a story on Phillies fans. And it was basically about how the Phillies had taken over the area. And I'm like, yeah, no crap. They're like going to win 100 games this season. And it was all about all of the interviewing these like fans that, you know, around the town. And reading the article, I was like, these people aren't really diehard fans. You could just tell in the context, they weren't the guys that remember Marlon Anderson playing second base and Alex Arias and Ricky Ledet was like the pinch hitting guy on the team. You know, they weren't those people. These are just people that, hey, this is the hot team in town and let's jump on. And I think in this town, we think that we are immune to bandwagon hoppers, and we're not. And anytime you say bandwagon hopper, immediately it's like a shot at you. And if you're not a bandwagon hopper, you know it, right? Like if I say Philadelphia's a bandwagon hopping town, Tyler, you're not a bandwagon hopper, so you shouldn't take offense to it. But we all know people that as soon as the teams get good, all of a sudden they're sporting, you know, the jerseys and the t-shirts and they start paying attention and updating Facebook and you're like, hold the phone. When Chip Kelly was like losing games left and right, you weren't updating on the Eagles score, but you know, now you're all in.
Right, but it's kind of like the little brother syndrome where I can beat my little brother up, but you can't. It was kind of like when you hear somebody say Philly's a bandwagon city, you would go, no, they're not. No, we're not. And then you would go, oh, yeah, you weren't watching in 2004 when they were not good and they fell apart.
You take it as a personal attack because you take it as I'm from Philadelphia. You're calling me a bandwagon hopper. And I'm like, look, I mean, you can think whatever you want. I mean, I'm staying home on Saturday nights and watching bad baseball games. So whatever floats your boat. But yeah, I mean, as soon as the teams start winning, and you're going to see it with this Phillies team, as soon as they start winning, you're going to end up getting people that go down that have no business being there. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I'll tell you what, when you lose a game in a heartbreaking fashion, like that 2010 loss to the Giants, I don't want to hear somebody tell me it's okay, they had a good run. Don't want to hear that. Let's go to Greg in Easton, who has a good moment. Greg, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, how's it going? Yeah, I was at game one of that Giants series with Lindsey coming Holiday, and they lost, and I was super upset and kind of, I know the feeling you went through.
Yeah, and I believe in that series, Pat Burrell, like, stared down Roy Holiday and started cursing him out. And Roy Holiday didn't really have a response for it. He was kind of surprised by it. And I think that game was like 1-0 or 2-1. It was a low-scoring game, if my memory serves me correct. But that they just ran into a buzz. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm incorrect. That was not a 1-0 game because Cody Ross, of all people, started becoming Babe Ruth and took that series over. Very frustrating.
Yeah,
but what's your best moment that you got, Greg?
I got a best moment, and I got a passed up game, if I can tell you that one.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
So the best moment I think of that playoff run was when Chase Utley faked the throw to first base and fired it home to get the out at the plate. I don't think every time I watch the highlights, it still gives me chills.
It is to this day, Greg, one of the most heads up baseball plays, if not the most heads up baseball plays I've ever seen from a player. Like, I mean, just the presence of mind in that moment to fake a throw and instead of just eating the ball and accepting the fact that, you know, you're not going to get the guy at first, like many people would do, he actually has the wherewithal to say, no, you know what? I'm going to actually look up. Oh, okay. Guy's trying to go home. I'm going to throw it there. I mean, it was an unbelievable play. And right now it has 19% of the vote on my Twitter account. So it's in third place. But yeah, that was an unbelievable play. And what's the occasion that you missed out on?
I called my brother, and I'm sure he's listening right now. I called him before the Vikings game. I may have had a few beverages, and I said, if the Eagles win this game, I will buy tickets to the Super Bowl, and we will go. And sure enough, they won, and I backed out on them. And I regret it to this day, and I'm probably going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Greg, do you have FanFest tickets?
I do not.
Do you want them?
Sure. All right. Take my brother.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Bring them. You've got FanFest tickets. That's tough. And you know what, Greg? I actually have a similar story with the Eagles. So you know they're beating the crap out of the Vikings, which is awesome. And I call up my uncle who has a few connections and basically say, and he's gone to the Super Bowls in previous years. He's a Giants fan. Don't hold it against him though. And he's gone to the Giants World, the Giants Super Bowls in Arizona, whatnot. So he's got a few connections, and I call him up and I'm like, "Look, man, I'll pay you back. I don't have the money now, but what's it going to take for you to get me some tickets?" And he goes, "Let me make some calls." And I call up my buddy, and I'm like, "Hey, man, we're going to Minnesota. Like we're doing it." And I was convinced for like 3 days that we were going to Minnesota, to the point where I actually booked a Airbnb where I thought was 20-minute walk from the stadium, and it was actually like a 2-hour drive, but I actually booked an Airbnb in Minnesota for the Super Bowl because I was so convinced that I was going. And basically the tickets got around $2,500. I probably would have pulled the trigger and just maxed out a credit card. But it was interesting because everybody that I asked, being my couple friends that I was willing to go on a trip with, and I know would experience it and appreciate it, they actually all wanted to be home for the Super Bowl. And their feeling was like, look, man, I kind of want to celebrate it in this city. Yeah, it'll be cool to be there in person and stuff, but I kind of want to be surrounded by my family and friends. And my one buddy lives right down on Broad Street, so he wanted to be down for that. I couldn't fault him for it. And then when the bosses here at 97.5 offered me to go on air and do it, or initially, I'll be honest with you, I was hesitant because I thought I still want to go to the Super Bowl. And then once conventional wisdom set in and it was like, hey, Pat, you can be on the air during the Super Bowl. That's like never been done, I believe, in this city before. And you could have a chance to say the Eagles are Super Bowl champs, be the first one. I did it and I have no regrets at all. And I know Tyler probably you don't have any regrets either for that.
No, man, we were two people that got to be on the air when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's something we're going to be able to tell our kids.
Yeah, it really, you know, I have the audio, obviously, and Carly, my Lyft driver, was downstairs.
What a great woman.
Was downstairs waiting. I tipped her well, and getting down to Broad Street and partying it up was awesome. But yeah, if you have what was your favorite moment from the 2008 run? Greg had the Chase Utley flip. It's on my Twitter account now at @Pat_Egan. You can vote. We got four options and I can only fit four. Obviously I could write more, but right now we got Chase Utley play, the Blanton home run, Stairs home run, or Victorino's grand slam. If you have another one, by all means, you can tweet in the show or you can call up 610-632-0975. And at 10 o'clock, I'm going to tell you the heartbreaking story on how I missed out on seeing the first championship of a lot of our lives, because if you weren't alive in 1983, you know, that was it. And I missed out on it. And looking back on it, you know, I'm not like Greg, who I'm going to regret it for every day for my life. I don't really have a choice. But I will tell that story. But if you have a momentous occasion in sports that you had a chance to go to, and for whatever reason, you missed out on it, you didn't go, and, you know, you kick yourself today, call up, give it to us, and if it's good, we'll give you FanFest tickets. Pat Egan with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200.
We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency has considerable risk. Read more at CBIRA.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
This is Ron Jaworski for Landis Block. A backyard has the potential to become the paradise a homeowner has always imagined. Here's my good friend and vice president of Landis Block, Jared Nice, with some tips and information on starting your backyard process.
We have tons of different options, from a full working kitchen to a simple backyard fire pit. We have waterfall, fire applications, outdoor TV sets. It comes down to, in my opinion, simple factors. Space, how much room you have, imagination, and budget. Even with all the possibilities, I would advise homeowners to do their research before embarking on a project, moving forward with a contractor. Ask questions. Get as much information as you can. Be smart about what you're doing. Come talk to us. We can help make those decisions. Start the process.
You heard it here, folks. Landis Block turns imagination into reality by helping homeowners build the backyard of their dreams. Start the process right away at LandisBC.com.
Saber Systems knows if you want your business to run seamlessly and as fast and securely as possible for your customers. That's why Saber has launched Saber On Point to support business and organizations of all sizes. Saber On Point specializes in cloud technology, cyber solutions, and data analytics to help you grow your business, reduce expenses, and most of all, keep it secure. Ask for a free consultation today at SaberOnPoint.com. That's S-A-B-R-E on point.com.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations. only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown and University of Maryland University College. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
First throws home, and out is the call to end the inning. Bartlett kept running as Utley hung on to the baseball instead of throwing to first. Looks to first, fakes to first, comes home. Alert play by Utley.
What was amazing about that play was the camera angle, because if you remember, he fakes the throw, and the cameraman had no idea what was going on, like many of us. So he fakes the throw and then throws home, and you as a viewer at home had no idea what was going on. And when the camera finally picks up home plate and the Ruiz tag, it dawns on you, oh my God, what an incredible heads-up play by Chase Utley. Like, it was just an unbelievable Chase Utley play that was it. I mean, that was, when I look back on Chase Utley's career, it's like the grand slam to start his career, the play, and then World F'n Champions. Which, to this day, I will always love Chase for that quote. I don't get the people that rip Chase for having the audacity to finally show emotion in that moment. Oh my God. Oh my God, there were kids there. There were kids. There were 5-year-olds there. Who cares? They just won the World Series. They just won the World Series. Who gives a rat's ass that little Timmy dare hear a curse word? I think he's going to hear another one eventually. Yeah, I don't get it. You know, you expect these athletes who've been drinking all day and celebrating the biggest achievement of their entire lives, the thing they've been working their entire lives for, and let's rip the guy for finally showing emotion and cursing. And looking back on it, you know, the Eagles parade, we loved Jason Kelce dropping the F word left and right. Nobody cared. But Chase Utley, you have jagaloons in this city who still get upset because, oh my God, he said the F word. Sorry. Tell your kids to earmuff it. I mean, I don't know what to say. It drives me nuts when I hear that, because those people that say that, just, they aren't fans. And they've been so removed from being a fan that they can't understand at that moment that no actual Phillies fan gave a damn. Even if you're a doting parent who had a 5-year-old there and you try to, you know, keep the kid away from bad words and stuff. And I get that. Like, I try not to curse around kids. But even if you were that parent, I'm sure you gave the guy a reprieve at the time. But these people, these reporters that still to this day hang on to this notion that, oh my God, shouldn't have cursed. Stop. Stop. You're so far removed from being a fan, you forgot what it's like to actually see your team win a championship and enjoy it. That, oh, well, let's get upset because you said the F word. It's like a scorching hot take. Like that's the last thing anybody cared about at that moment. I'll get off my soapbox now. We're getting a lot of good tweets in. And once again, you can follow the show on Twitter @Pat_Egan about the momentous occasion that you missed. And Mike Narenberg tweets in, Doc's no-hitter in the playoffs. He had to go to a buddy's wedding, couldn't take the tickets. So Anthony Lodovinci tweets in, they better still be together. And Mike assures us they are. I also had to miss that game. And that was a crusher for me, because I got offered tickets to go from a family member who has season tickets. And the family member was like, hey, I'll give you 2 tickets now. Go to the game. Enjoy yourself. So I call up my best friend. And he goes, yeah, I can't miss class. And I guarantee if I call him up right now, which I actually might do, if I call him up right now for the next segment and ask him what he learned in class that day, he's not going to be able to tell you. And that was always my philosophy. Like, my college roommate in 2008 never went to class. You could quickly realize this kid was not going to graduate college. College was not for him. The whole school part was not for him. The drinking part was for him. School was not. I love the guy to death. He was in my wedding, though, and I think he would admit that. And it always amazes me and my other roommate, Matt, because it comes time to go to the parade. We're trying to make plans on how we're going to get down there. And Freddie goes, oh, I'm going to go to class. And I'm like, what? Dude, it's late October. You're not passing any classes. Skip. He goes, no, man, I got to get my butt in gear. I really got to do this thing. I'm like, all right, man, you're not going to remember anything that took place today. You'll always remember going to the World Series parade.
Listen, if you're not studying for a PhD or a master's, you can miss one.
You know, and I asked people that, because you always can tell the people in your class that aren't into sports pretty quickly. You know, you'll like wear stuff or talking about stuff and they're clueless to it. And I asked the girl that sat next to me because I knew that she wasn't a baseball fan, didn't really care. And she was from Ohio. So I asked her, hey, how many people were in class the day of the parade? Because there were two definites. She was going to be there, and my philosophy teacher, who was an absolute space cadet, reminded me of you've seen Animal House, I assume? He reminded me of the guy on the stairs playing the guitar, because he would come in and play us like songs that he had created, and we would have to think of the philosophical, whatever the word is that I can't spit out, philosophical meaning of the song. And I was just like, dude, I'm not high enough right now to, I'm not in the right frame of mind to start considering what made up song you have. So I knew that this guy, this like earthy, spacey guy was going to hold class. I think most teachers realized no one's going to be there. They canceled. So I asked her, hey, how many people were in class? There was like a 30 person class. She goes, three. Three people showed up. And honestly, that was more than I thought. But to back to the original story about how I missed Doc's no-hitter. So my uncle calls me. Hey, I'll give you two tickets. Call up my buddy Charlie, who actually now we've had him on. He writes for The Athletic. Great Flyers beat writer for them. And if you follow him on Twitter, he actually does like other sports other than the Flyers, believe it or not. And he goes, yeah, man, I can't. I got class. So then I call my other buddy, who's a diehard fan. And I don't remember what his excuse was, but he couldn't go either. And my uncle said, look, if you can't use them, fine. I'll sell them and I'll give you two tickets for the CS. And, you know, Doc goes out and pitches a no-hitter. Or a perfect game, I'm sorry, even worse. And I've never seen a perfect game. I've never seen a no-hitter. And I'm a guy who had been to a lot of games that year. And that was a gut punch. That is one that I will never forgive. This guy was one of the guys at my wedding, and I'll never forgive him for missing that game. I was a guy who could have went to the Millwood no-hitter, missed it. And I'm talking like in that stretch, man, I probably went to like, probably averaged close to like 40 games a year, and hoping among hope that I would finally see a no-hitter. And with that pitching staff, you'd think so. And no. So I'm getting a lot of tweets from people that missed Doc's no-hitter in the playoffs. A lot of good ones. I got one from Akash Patel, who tweets in, got married, bought a place and a new TV, ended up having to wait for the TV to be delivered, and gave my two tickets to my brother. My brother, wife, and two friends went to Roy Halladay's first postseason no-hitter. Biggest regret in my life. P.S. I still have the TV. So I think that's a popular one. But if you have a moment in your life that you missed, that you had tickets for, got offered tickets, whatever, got screwed out of tickets, whatever the case may be, just a big moment in sports that you had an opportunity to go to and didn't end up going for whatever reason, you can call up and give it to us. And if it's bad, you know, we'll give you FanFest tickets. And we're kind of just spitballing and reliving the 2008 World Series run because it was just so magical and awesome. So 610-632-0975. I will try to see if I can get my buddy on to explain to the people why he couldn't make that game and just relive it with him, because I watched a lot of games with him. So 610-632-0975. Egan on the Fanatic till midnight.
This is 97.5 97.5. The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, the Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on the Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Well, if you've been thinking about replacing your home's windows and doors but decided to put it off until after summer, let me tell you why you should reconsider. See, rather than wait for a busy season when demand is much higher, you can take advantage of some incredible discounts right now at Guided Door and Window. They're offering their best discounts of the year, 40% off. That's right, off all professionally installed windows and doors during the month of July. That's right, you'll receive 40% off each window you buy, every window, and you also get 40% off any door, including entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, no money down, and you can take advantage of Guided's interest-free financing for up to 12 months. So don't wait until fall like everyone else. Go to Guided right now so you can take advantage of these tremendous savings. All prior sales excluded. The offer expires July 31st. So call Guided today and schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDED or check them out online. GoGuided.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Celebrating the 5 decades of the Prince of Darkness. Ozzy Osbourne. No More Tours 2. With special guest Stone Sour. If you cry. BB&T Pavilion at September 12th. City Card members get access to preferred tickets. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Witness a living legend live. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Keep the tweets coming in at Pat underscore Egan. We got two polls out right now. Just kind of keeping it loose on this Sunday night in honor of the really good documentary on the 08 Phillies by NBC Sports Philly. We got, what was your favorite moment in that season? We got Chase Elliott play, 19%. The Blanton home run, only 8% for the Blanton home run. I'm surprised about that. Stairs home run, 53%, is leading the way. And Victorino's grand slam, 20%. I'm torn between Stairs home run and Victorino's home run. And then also, do you think that that run was a success? I hear a lot of people say that run wasn't a success, 2007 to 2011, because the only one won. And luckily, 78% of the vote agree with me. But these 22%, I don't get the logic. Let's go back out to the phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's go to John in Willingboro. John, you're on the Fanatic.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, well, like I was saying, one of my greatest sporting moments, and I opted not to be there for it, was when this big protest that was going on for Hurricane Carter, the boxer, who was a
The movie The Hurricane is about him.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Really good movie.
And so, in support of him, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and a bunch of other celebrities came to Trenton, New Jersey, support him. Mm-hmm. Now, we heard the news about them coming, meaning me and some of my friends in my neighborhood, and we like, I don't believe that they're coming. So, we opted to go to school. Everybody else, I think, in my neighborhood took off from school that day. But a handful of us decided, they're not coming. We're going to school. And you would have thought this other thing that happened, the technical people that came to set up, for the event, came to my, my mother's apartment, because we lived in the project, and asked her if they could use power for the stage. And you would have thought that would have convinced me more, but I still said, I still don't believe that they're coming. So we went on to school, and that following weekend when the Jet Magazine edition came out, our whole neighborhood was on the front cover of Jet Magazine, standing behind Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and all these.
And you're not there.
And I'm not there.
Oh, John, you got Fan Fest tickets, man?
I do not.
I mean, if you do, I will be more than happy to give them. I can't bring back Muhammad Ali, obviously, unfortunately, but I'll put you on hold for it, man. That's a tough one. Yeah, that's rough, man. Meeting legends like that when you have a chance, and I understand it. Like, you don't believe it. You're like, there's no way that Muhammad Ali would come to my hometown, my little area of slice of America. But yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough. I was able, by the way, to get a hold of Charlie O'Connor, and he will be joining the program at 10:10. Now, normally we have him on to talk about the Flyers. As I said, he covers the Flyers for The Athletic. Does a great job with that. And me and Charlie have been really good friends for a long time now. And when the run was going on in 2008, he was a sophomore at Penn. And we would watch a ton of games together. And Charlie is the reason why I missed out on Roy Halladay's no-hitter. So I have to get some closure for that and find out why this kid wouldn't skip class. But I also just want to relive the games because he was the guy that I went to the CC Sabathia game with. And as I said, if you follow him on Twitter, he actually does like other sports, believe it or not. And I want to let him prove that. So, but let's go back out to the phone. Let's go to Josh in Abington. Josh, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. So there's a game I missed this past year. My dad's a season ticket holder for the Eagles.
Okay.
And so I'm good at pretty much every game. The Friday before the NFC Championship game against the Vikings, I came down with the flu. And I was like, definitely sick. Like, I could barely stay awake the entire day. And I knew that Friday I was not going to that NFC Championship game. It killed me to watch that game. It was great to watch the game and see them win, but it killed me knowing I was not there.
Yeah, and you know what, Josh? Does it hurt even more knowing that it wasn't that bad outside? Like, I mean, it's in January, yeah, and the weather was not all that bad.
Yes.
And we kept saying, like, all week long, we were like, you know, this is a dome team coming into Philly. And then the weather report comes out, and it was like, I think it was like in the 40s. Like, it was actually pretty warm out. Where, you know, you didn't have to, like, bundle up like you normally do for late playoff games. I'll say this, Jolly. You said you're a season ticket holder, correct?
Yeah, my dad is. Yeah.
Okay, so have you been to, like when they played the Falcons, when they played Carolina, when they played Tampa, when they played the Cardinals? Were you at those games?
Yeah. I was at the Tampa Bay game. I was not at the Carolina game. Me and my brother switched between which games we go to.
Yeah.
But I was at a lot of the games, a lot of heartbreak.
Was it a situation, though, where you were at least able to say, like, hey, it's the game to get to the Super Bowl, it's not the Super Bowl? I mean, are you able to kind of make yourself feel better, I guess, is the best way to put it.
So that's my consolation. I actually went to go see the Lombardi Trophy at the stadium, and they're replaying the Vikings game. I'm thinking to myself, I don't remember any of this being there at the game. Why can't I? My brother reminded me, oh, you were sick, so I got to go to the game. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's tough. I'm going to put you on hold for FanFest tickets. That's a difficult one. And I've actually had it happen before with me. Same thing. I was deathly ill. I got mono in sophomore year of college. And I'll tell you what, mono is no joke if anyone's had it. And my mom gets me tickets to go to a Sixers game. And it was in New York. They were playing the Knicks in New York, and we were going to travel up there and enjoy the game. And we were to take Megabus up, which we had never taken Megabus up. Normally we drive, but she gives me the tickets like a couple days before Christmas and goes, you know, hey, I know you're sick. I can probably sell them. And I'm like, no, I'm going. I'm going to this game. So we head on up in the Megabus, which, by the way, is like Walmart on wheels. Like, people of Walmart, that's the Megabus. I mean, I don't think anybody gets excited to take Megabus, that's for sure. And the game ends up, they blew a huge lead. The game ends up going into overtime, and my mom turns to me and says, we have to leave now because our bus is leaving. And as I'm leaving Madison Square Garden, getting heckled because they blew a lead, I look up and I see just enough time for the final score. Hey, they just lost. And to make it worse, our bus was late. It was like 45 minutes late. It was awful. So, to recap, I have mono. I travel up to New York with mono, like in the heat of the mono too. I mean, mono usually every like 6 weeks, but like for like 3 weeks, it's really bad. So it was that 3 week span. And I go to see my team. They're winning by a lot. They blow that lead. Oh, and by the way, I have to wait outside for 45 minutes because the Megabus is running late. It was awful. It was awful. But I don't regret going to that game. And I try, and Mandy Shackleton tweeted in, a great tweeter of the program. She tweeted in that this is why she never gives up opportunities to go to the games. And I just responded with, sometimes, you know, it's not up to you. Sometimes you have other things happen. And I try to live by that. I try to live by, hey, if I get offered free tickets and I have an opportunity to go, I'm going to go. Because that's the beauty of sports. You never know what is going to happen. On any given day, that you could see something you've never seen before. You can tell your kids about. And that is why I will sit there and get tickets. And if I have a chance, I can go. So I don't regret going to that game. But yeah, it sucked. I'll tell you that much. Going to a game when you're sick, it blows. I promised the man who I watched a lot of these games with as we relive the 2008 Phillies, and Rick and Ian, if you could, please hold. And I want to bring him on now. He is the Flyers beat writer for The Athletic, and his name is Charlie O'Connor. Charlie, how are you?
Doing good, Pat. Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, now normally we have you on to talk sticks and pucks, because that's what you cover. But this might shock some people. You do like other sports.
I do.
And you do actually watch other sports.
When I have time.
When you're not in a bar listening to bands I've never heard of, you might flip on a baseball game. And in 2008, we watched a lot of those games together. And I remember 2007, me and Charlie walk into a bar in college, and we said, do you have the Phillies game on? And I think it was a Chili's down in Penn. And they're like, we can put it on. And we'll go, look, we'll stay if you put it on. But we're not staying. We'll stay. We'll pay for food. We'll do all that. But if we're not going to stay if you don't put it on. And why they didn't have the game on in the first place boggles my mind to this day.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
But when you look back on that 2008 run, what was your favorite moment?
It has to be for me the victory in a grand slam off of Sabathia. We were both there for that game. Still, probably my favorite moment. Sporting event moment that I've been at live, and just because Sabathia was the guy. Like, it was the big thing, if you remember, was that the Phillies just got Joe Blanton, and Milwaukee got Sabathia. They lost the arms race, and Sabathia was unstoppable for them over the last month and a half of the year. And it was just when Victorino hit that grand slam, it was the first moment where you thought, hey, maybe this team is different. Maybe this team is the one that's finally going to get us a championship. And it was just, everything leading up to it, the Brett Myers at bat, just everything leading up to it. And then the place just erupted when that ball came off the bat. It was an amazing, amazing feeling.
Yeah, looking back on that moment, as you said, the Brett Myers at bat really set it up. Of him just working that count and getting the fans into it, and that to this day is the loudest I've ever heard. I've ever heard Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, same.
But looking back on that run, and it's kind of the topic of my show, I guess, one of them at least. I'm kind of spitballing and flying all over the place with 08. But do you think that run in 2007 to 2011? Do you consider that a success?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess you could say it would have been nice if they would have gotten one more title. And we've had this conversation before. I look to 2010. Actually, 2010 actually pains me more than 2011, because I know the 2011 team was great. They were probably, they had the most wins. They were just dominant all year. They had the amazing pitching staff, but that Cardinals team was pretty good, and a five game series are tough, because they're a seven game series is already a small sample, a five game series is even smaller. And that was a Cardinals team that was hurt most of the year. Like, I remember people got all excited when the Phillies knocked the Braves out of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, like, this might not be a good idea, guys.
Exactly, because the Cardinals were a way better team than the Braves were. I would have much rather played them, but that 2010 playoff series against the Giants, like, I will never forgive Cody Ross. I will never forgive. That was not a good team. I know they ended up winning it all, but that was not a good team.
There are some people that if you meet in our industry, because obviously we both graduated college and then amazingly got jobs in sports. And there are just some people that if I meet, I will never forgive. I'm going to give them the stink eye. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm going to be as rude as possible to them. Whether that is an indictment on me as being professional, whatever it may be. I'm not a journalist like you, so I can do that, I guess. Cody Ross is one of those guys. That stupid little hop that he would do after hitting a home run. And to make it worse, he's hitting home runs off Roy Halladay. You know, he's doing it against a guy who at the time was the most dominant pitcher in the game. And, I know for you as well, like, we had never had the most dominant. I mean, we had Schilling for a while when he was one of the most dominant, but there was no question Roy Halladay was it in that run. Is there anything looking back on that run that you might regret?
I guess, like, regret personally or regret, regret what the team did. I mean, I wish they would have drafted a little bit better, but.
Let's do both, I guess.
I guess, for me, I, I knew if I don't bring this up, you're going to. I mean, yep. I certainly wish I would have been willing to skip class to go see Roy Halladay's no-hitter in the playoffs. That would have been smart.
Let me ask you, not that I'm still bitter about it at all, sitting here 8 years later, what was covered in class that day?
Oh, God. Don't remember because I spent the entire class staring at my laptop following the game.
Can you tell me why you couldn't skip class? Was it a situation that you missed too many already?
I think it was, in all honesty, it was a combination of two things. Number one, it was a 3-hour class and it was a once a week thing. So like if you missed one, you missed a significant portion of the class. The second reason was that honestly, I thought that team was going to go all the way to the World Series, and I figured, like, I'm not going to waste my money in the first game when I can just save it for later in the playoffs, like save it to buy a ticket, you know, more tickets to the NLCS, and then save hopefully for a World Series ticket. It seemed like it was a good game to miss because there would be bigger ones, and then, of course, I mean, that now, when you know what happened, you're kicking yourself. But that was sort of like my, I guess, kind of what was pushing me to be like, well, I can miss this one because there's going to be more games.
All right. I will get off your case about it. I am still bitter about it to this day. Finally, before I let you go, you've always been a huge Chase Utley guy. And I'm talking like ever since this kid was coming through the system. I think you saw him in Reading and you just kind of latched onto him and were a huge fan. And I know that for years we have talked about Hall of Fame candidacy, and I've been the J-Roll guy. I've been the guy who's been pumping J-Roll as, this guy is a Hall of Famer when you look at the numbers. And Chase Utley announces his retirement from baseball at the end of the season, and immediately as soon as they do this, of course, the Hall of Fame conversation comes up. Make the case for Chase Utley to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think the case in my mind, it's tough because I absolutely think he's a Hall of Famer, and I'm an advanced stat guy. He kills it by advanced stats, but the tough thing about his case is that somehow he was even underrated outside of Philadelphia when he played. Like, never won a Gold Glove, despite the fact that he was maybe the best second baseman from a range standpoint in baseball during his prime. He never won an MVP, but there were years he probably could have and should have won an MVP. So it's hard because he doesn't have necessarily the trophy case that Hall of Famers should have, but you just look at the value that he provided as a hitter at a position where no one really hits well, pretty much, and the good defense, and he was one of the best base runners of the year. I mean, the guy never, ever got caught stealing, it seemed like. I think he's got one of the, if not the highest, like, success rate for stolen bases. Like, he just provided all the hit-by-pitches. Like, he just provided so much hidden value as a player, and for 4 or 5 years, he was one of the top 3 or 4 players in baseball. And, yeah, well, one thing I've heard is that, with the Hall of Fame, and this is a question that I like, it's, can you tell the story of baseball without this player? And I feel like during that era, you could not tell the story of baseball without Chase Utley.
Yeah, you're right. For a time, a good period of time, he was by far the best, in my opinion, the best second baseman. And I'm probably a little bit biased, but just watching that guy play every day, it was really a treat. You can follow him on Twitter at @CharlieO_Khan with 2 N's. Do you have anything Flyers related coming up?
Not really. Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to be publishing our top 20 Flyers prospects list this week. So keep an eye out for that if you are an Athletic subscriber.
All right. You can follow him obviously on Twitter, as I said, and you can read his stuff on The Athletic. Charlie, thanks for hopping on, bud.
Thanks for having me.
All right. See you. That was Charlie O'Connor from The Athletic. Obviously, if you haven't figured it out, we've been friends for a long time, and I just want to get his take reliving the glory days of 2008 with him, and that run, that magical run, really from 2007 on to 2011. But Ian in Westchester waited patiently to talk about his missed moment. Ian, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So in May 2010, I had a chance to go to the Perfect Game. I was down in Miami visiting my grandfather. Had bought us tickets, was really excited to go and see the game with him. That morning, he has a heart attack.
Oh, geez.
Unfortunately, we had to go to the hospital, all that. Well, he persisted. Like, once he came through and we were allowed to go in and visit him, it was probably about, 10, 11 in the morning when I got to go in and see him. And he's persistent, typical old man yelling at me to go to the game. I spent money. All that, well, around the time I said, no, I'll stay and watch the game with you. We watched the game. You know, the perfect hitter happens. Probably the best game I've ever seen in the hospital, honestly.
Yeah.
And then he passed away shortly after the game. Probably about midnight that night, he passed away.
Damn, dude. But do you, I mean, do you, obviously you don't regret skipping the game,
I don't regret it at all. I love what I did and the time we spent, like I said, that to watch that game and see him laughing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know he was sick sitting there. Well, fast forward, you know, the funeral happens 3 days later, all that. I'm in with my parents cleaning out his house. I find a card, you know, that's May. My birthday's August 16th. I find a card addressed to me. So, of course, I open it, see what it is. Inside, there's a note that states, I had an awesome time at the game with you. I thought we should go again. He was going to come up to Philly for game one of the NLDS.
Oh, man.
To see Halladay pitch.
Dude.
And the crazy thing is I took my mom with me and was like, maybe he's got good luck. We go out there and Roy Halladay pitches a no-hitter.
That's, so
it's like it's.
And it's like he made it up.
It made it up. It's like it's crazy to think about, but it's like, you know, I'll always have hard feelings about the thinking about the no or the perfect game.
Yeah.
But then I think about it. It's like, you know, somewhere he was watching out, because to have tickets already stored away for the NLDS game one, to see Halladay pitch again and it be a no hitter.
It's special, man. And I'm going to put you on hold for FanFest tickets. Cause it's incredible that you were able to have that moment with your grandfather. And my grandfather passed in October, and we were lucky enough to be able to go out and spend time with him before he passed. And, you know, it's something that I'm never going to forget. And as you said, to hear him laugh, and I was able to hear my grandfather laugh, and same kind of thing. Like, I knew my grandfather was sick at the time, but he still had that personality. He still had that sense of humor. That was awesome. And I'm happy that, you know, work let me get off to go do that, because you at times you take loved ones for granted that they're always going to be there. And, you know, all of a sudden something devastating happens and it's like, oh crap, they're not, you know, these people are human and they're not superheroes that you made them out to be in your mind. And it happened both for my grandfather and my grandmother when they passed away. So I'm happy that you at least got the moment with your grandfather to be able to watch that game. And it sounds to me, at least, kind of like he held off and wanted to wait until the end of the game and spend that time with you. So 610-632-0975. We're talking about missed opportunities in sports. I have yet to tell my story, and it's a devastating one for sure. My missed opportunity. And we're just kind of reliving the 2008 Phillies season. In NBC Sports Philly had a great documentary on today discussing that run. And what's your favorite moment from it? Is there anything you regret, I guess, take back, whatever it may be? And I think me and my producer eventually are going to get into it about Chase Utley, because he does not think he's a Hall of Famer. And that's fine. He is, though. Patty with you till midnight on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest. Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money-upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana Atlantic City, the ultimate East Coast hotspot this summer. Check out the all-new Chelsea Towers, Chelsea 5 Gastropub. Enjoy dinner with panoramic oceanfront views. Cool off poolside at Cabana 5 Bar and Pool Deck with specialty drinks, small bites. Stop by Whiskey 5 Bar for an extensive whiskey list and a round of pool with your buddies. Don't miss Tropicana's free summer fireworks series every Saturday night, 10 o'clock, now through September the 8th. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prop call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only, July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Sports talk for Morristown and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Utley rips one into right field at the track, at the wall. It's a good start for the Phillies. 2-0 here in the first.
Yeah, how about that to start off the World Series? Your first game since 83. And, oh, yeah, we just set the tone. Big game, James. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Scott Kazmir was the pitcher. James Shields actually won game two. And then we came back with Jamie Moyer against Andy Sodenstein in game three. I don't know, pitching game four. I can't remember. What an unbelievable stretch that was, though. And me and the guy I had on there, Charlie O'Connor, who writes, he's a beat writer for the Athletic, for the Flyers. But we often discuss that run for us, being the age that we were, was incredible. You know, we've sat down and at bars and basically said, like, look, by the time this team's good again, which is around now, you know, we're going to be married, we're going to have kids, and we're not going to be able to go to all these games. But being in college and being able to just soak that up and skipping class and going to games. And I remember I canceled a class completely like, I was like, it was kind of how Charlie described it. It was a 3-hour lecture once a week at night. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to make this. I'm not skipping games. And so I'll tell you what, my grade point average tanked like the Sixers under Hinkie during that stretch because I was not into going to class at all. I was so dialed in. I skipped a midterm. Yeah, I skipped a midterm because the game won against the Dodgers, Derek Lowe, I think against Hamels, was a day game. It was like a 4 o'clock game. And I had a theater final or a midterm, whatever it's called. I had a theater thing, which I didn't care about theater class. I took it as like a BS class, get an easy grade. And I was like, look, I'll deal with this later. I'm not missing the game. All right. To answer questions about curtains and, you know, lighting fixtures and stuff. So I skipped it. And yeah. My parents weren't thrilled about my grades tanking. Looking back on it, hashtag no regrets. None whatsoever. But we're talking about 08, and we're talking about missed opportunities. I still have yet to tell my story. I will, I promise. But I have a big one, man, how I missed the Game 5 of the 08 World Series. And it's a brutal, brutal story, but I want to get Brian in Lehigh Valley's missed sports moment. Brian, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, Pat, how's it going?
Good, man, how are you?
All right. So I guess my missed opportunity is back in 2010. It was the miracle at the Meadowlands. Don Jackson, of course, and I had a girlfriend before the season. Her dad always gets tickets and said, oh, yeah, like, yeah, I should take you up to Eagles games or even D.C., New York, and obviously it broke off, but what was it? I was watching the game at my pap's house, and by the time that it got as bad as it was, I texted all my friends. I literally texted, I said, worst Eagles game ever, and I just stormed out, and I was already having some, like, family stuff going on. I just wanted to just get away from society, go for a drive, and then I go to the Collegeville Staples looking at a new computer, and all of a sudden I see, like, the Staples guy huddle around the computer. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, my God, like, they're taking this game to overtime or whatever. I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden it's like, I see no footage at all, but I see Eagles, and then they change it, Eagles win. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And, like, me and the Staples guy are, like, celebrating in the store, and then my best friend calls me. He's like, dude, holy shit. Like, you know, I was going to say the F word, but missed out on that live.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I'm going to give you fan festivities for it. That's tough. I remember that game as well because I actually was coming back from Temple. I was on SEPTA listening to the game on a transistor radio, believe it or not. At that time, your phone, if you had a phone, you didn't have a radio. You actually just had a cellular phone. So I actually had to carry around a transistor small radio. And I would listen to Phillies games on SEPTA a lot. And I was listening to that game. I actually got into my house to watch the game as they started the drive. Like, as they started kind of coming back. That first, like, big chunk of yardage that Brent Celek took up. And that game to this day was just so incredible. So incredible. I mean, the miracle of the Meadowlands, like, the fact that it, you know, Matt Dodge, everybody in the building knew, do not punt the ball to DeSean Jackson. You know, Coughlin, I think, cut Matt Dodge after that game, and he punts the ball to DeSean. DeSean drops it, and it's like, all right, hey, we're going to overtime, no biggie. We have the momentum, at least. And the fact that he dropped it, I think, actually helped him set up the run. And, you know, then he's running on the side. And you're just like, dude, just get in. Just get. Because we had seen him earlier that year, I believe, drop the ball before he actually got into the end zone against Dallas on Monday night. We're like, dude, just get in. And when he finally got in, he throws the ball. Miracle to Meadowlands. They come back. That, to me, was the crowning achievement of Michael Vick's tenure in Philadelphia was that moment. It was awesome. Yeah, that's a tough one to skip, though, for sure. And that's one of the reasons, like, I can't ever stop watching. If I watch a sporting event, I can't stop because of that moment. I don't want to give up on the team. Yeah, 98% of the time, they're going to lose if they're getting blown out. It's just going to happen. But you don't want to be the guy in his situation where you end up going to Staples or something. You know, you end up running errands because you're so mad, and boom, they come back. And, you know, you just, it's not a great look. Let's go to Willie in Northeast Philly. Willie, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, bro?
How are you, man?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I was just trying to see if I can get lucky and get some FanFest tickets for my birthday. August 25th is actually my birthday.
All right. Well, what's your story?
I don't have one, to be honest with you. I don't have one at all, Pat. I was just calling because I heard the day of the FanFest, and I'll say, hey, let me call and see if I can get something for my birthday.
Dude, I need something out of you. Like, there's got to be a moment from the 08 World Series that you like. There's got to be a missed opportunity. There's got to be something.
Pat, I told you, I'm being honest with you. I don't. If I did, I would tell you. I would be talking about it right now. I don't have one.
I can't do it. I can't give a guy. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he wants to go, but unfortunately, albeit those tickets are free, I can't just give you tickets if you call up. When I appreciate Willie calling, I really do, and wanting to go. But you got to bring something of substance to the table, because if I just start giving it to Willie just for because it's his birthday, next thing you know, everybody's going to call up and say it's my birthday. And unfortunately, I can't have Willie. You know, I don't know if it's actually Willie's birthday. I go to Applebee's all the time and tell him it's my birthday every single week, hoping for like a free Sunday. So I can't. I can't sit there and say, yeah, all right, well, I'll take Willie on his word. I'll give him a birthday present. You got to bring something at least to the table, man. You got to say that a favorite moment of the World Series. You got to bring up at least a missed opportunity. It doesn't have to be a Phillies missed opportunity. It could. We just got an Eagles one. We've gotten a couple Eagles ones. It could be a Flyers one. It could be a Sixers missed opportunity. It could be something. But yeah, I can't just give you tickets, man, because it's your birthday, unfortunately. Let's go to Ted in South Philly. Ted, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I was calling, and it kind of struck a chord with me, you know, like just missed opportunities, because I had, like, in 2004, in January 21st, 2004, I was diagnosed with bone cancer at 14 years old.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. But that whole 04 and 05 year of that Eagles run to the Super Bowl, I wasn't there. You know, I was like, I was too busy going through chemo.
Yeah, you're too busy trying to survive.
Yeah, and... But, like, it was weird because, like, I just remember, like, different, like, moments where it's like, yeah, the Eagles doing good. Oh, man, I feel like I'm about to die. Oh, the Eagles are doing good. And then, like, you know, just kind of that whole back and forth thing and not really being able to, like, enjoy that run. Because, like, just the excitement from T.O. coming to the team and getting Javon Curse that year. It's just like so much going on.
The entire team loading up, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, Ted, you're in a fight for your life.
Yeah. It's just like I missed that whole season. And the only thing that kind of I came back to reality after I got a little healthy, once I beat the cancer, well, I was in remission, I get brokenhearted by Big Nav in the Super Bowl. So I'm like, darn, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I. You tell me I survived to watch McNabb puke
right
in crunch time.
I could have just, you know, like God forbid, I could have just went under. You know,
you gotta be looking up at heaven and God and being like, dude, why? Why did you keep me here to watch Donovan McNabb throw it to the other team three straight times?
And the crazy part about that whole process, like I'm still like getting treatments as I'm watching the Super Bowl, but I'm getting like I feel like I'm getting sicker, like honestly, because. Like, I just see, like, him throwing pick after pick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it. Like, my heart going to give out something.
Yeah, exactly, man. look, Ted, I'm going to give you FanFest tickets. I'm thrilled that you're still here, and obviously I'm thrilled that you were able to finally see them win the Super Bowl this year, man. So I'm going to give you FanFest tickets. My dad right now is going through chemo, and I know that how much that takes out of people that go through it. Like, it just zaps them of energy. They're miserable. They're very sick. And I can't imagine, especially as a 14-year-old, you know? Like, as a 14-year-old, this is it. Like, you're starting to really realize and get into sports, like, and start to really develop your own opinions and learn the game. It's no longer you're just copying what your dad says. You're really starting to understand it. And I was around the same age at that time. I was like, I think 15 at the time. And you had watched this team grow at that age. You'd watched the team with Donovan get drafted and grow and build that winner. I can't imagine, man, going through chemo at that young age on top of it, Donovan McNabb is puking up his guts in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, absolutely, man. You're going to go to FanFest. And please, by all means, find us. 610-632-0975. Floyd, Andrew, Rob, Ramsey. Sit tight, man. We got to hit a break. I promise I will get to my story. I've been teasing it nonstop about how I missed out to a chance to see them hoist that trophy. That's a tough one. Patty, give me the until midnight on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore.
Turn it up.
Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Have you been lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. How great does it feel to get your summer list done? Need your house cleaned, junk removed, or yard work done? All free priced. Just download the Tackle app now. T-A-K. Choose Natural Lawn of America. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding, every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Mainline Fertility is now accepting patients for several IVF clinical trials. Your partner could receive deeply discounted IVF treatment. Visit MainlineFertility.com for information.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 72118. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB1999-39. Call for details.
Ron Jaworski here to invite you to come out and experience all we have to offer at my signature golf courses. We aim to create memorable experiences for everyone. From phenomenal river views to the natural beauty of the Pinelands, you will appreciate the condition of all our golf courses. You will embrace the challenge. You will marvel at the views. You will enjoy it when you're here. I love it. You'll love it too. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
A lot of good tweets, and I appreciate everybody who's chiming in, whether it be on the phones or Twitter, at Pat_Egan. You can find me and give me your missed opportunity and missed moments, whether it be Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, Eagles, all that. And if it's good, obviously we'll hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets. And I do need to tell you, by the way, that FanFest is back. Obviously, we've been hyping it up quite a bit. August 25th at Xfinity Live, 1-6. The only way in is to win tickets from the Fanatic, which you can do tonight. Fan Fest presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Trop Atlantic City. And by the way, just added a guy named Ben Simmons. He will be at Fan Fest. Stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a picture with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Here is what is scheduled so far, by the way, on top of Ben Simmons, obviously. Bikini Beach is back. It's a beach oasis in the middle of Xfinity Live parking lot being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyles Exotic Rentals. Someone at FanFest, this is the coolest thing, other than obviously Ben Simmons, but somebody at FanFest is actually going to win a trip to London provided by Big Game Travel for the Eagles game. And for more information on their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit BigGameTravel.com for details. Sal Powell will be there. Eric Carabell will be there. Ron Jaworski will be there. Tom McGinnis will be there. All the Fanatic hosts and producers alike, they'll be there. Local Honey performing live on the main stage. Super Bowl champ Brent Celek will also be on site. More will be added this week to our roster of fun. Stay tuned for more big announcements. So definitely, you know, you're going to want to go to FanFest. It's awesome time. And you can win tickets tonight. Let's go back out to the phone. Let's go to Andrew in Yardley. Andrew, you're on the Fanatic.
What's going on, dude? First, I want to say, love the show. You did great work on the midday earlier.
Had I appreciate
quality
it.
Quality nooners in there, man. Love listening to you.
Let me ask you, did you happen to listen to the day where I did two real stories and a made-up one?
I don't remember offhand, can't tell you.
All right, I was curious if I stumped you or not, because the midday guys wanted me to.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Actually, I do. I remember you were doing that. Yeah.
They wanted me, and if your listeners aren't familiar, they wanted me to do obviously two real ones and then see if I could creatively make up one and stump them. And I stumped Harry, I believe. I didn't stump Jason, but I appreciate the support.
I was sad to see you come off the show for obvious reasons, but glad to be listening to you now, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. So what do you got for your missed opportunity?
This is painful, man. Hopefully it's worth some ticks. This one still hurts. So back in 2009, my brother and I and a couple boys, we flew out to L.A., went to game one of the NLCS. It was fantastic. We fly home, score some tickets to game four. I decide to take Mama Dukes. You know, she's 60. She's a diehard. She wants to go, so we go. It was a rough game. They were beating us up. And come around the eighth inning, she looks at me and she says, "Sweetheart, I'm tired. Like, we're losing. We got to go home. Let's beat the traffic."
And
I'm like, "Come on, Mom, just hang in there a little longer." And she's like, "Come on, sweetheart, please." I'm like, "All right." So we get in the car, we're heading up 95, and I decide, you know, let me turn on the radio.
J-Roll hits a double off the center field wall and scores the winning, bats in the winning run. Man, I didn't talk to her for like 3 days straight.
Neither would I, man. I would have been like, I don't know who you are. I would have put her in Green Grove Retirement Home.
Broke my heart, dude.
Yeah, that's rough, man. Right, and right off of John Broxton, and
his career was never the same. No, after the whole, he was like, never the, and
exactly. But, we broke him. And I'll tell you a quick story, Andrew. And I'm gonna give you a Fan Fest ticket. So, a great story, man. I appreciate the support. A buddy of mine went down to a game when he was pitching for the Reds. This is like 2 years ago, and was heckling him about that very thing, about the fact that, hey, Philly broke you. You know, Matt Stairs and J-Roll and all that. And Jonathan Broxton is so thin-skinned, he got my buddy thrown out. He got my buddy thrown out of the game because he couldn't handle being heckled, which, by the way, he was being heckled with the truth. It's just, my buddy was throwing stone-cold facts at Jonathan Broxton, and he couldn't handle it. So it's really not a surprise that he, you know, kind of imploded, his career-wise at least, after that moment, because if you're that thin-skinned and you know, some jagaloon standing there, you know, you can't handle a little heckling from that guy, and you kick him out. Yeah, no surprise. But yeah, that's tough. And I was talking to my producer Tyler about this. I hate leaving games early. I hate it. I won't do it. I told a story earlier about me with mono that we had. You know, my mom, same kind of thing. My mom like basically forced me to leave the game. We're gonna miss our bus, and I hate it because I sit there and I'm like, you paid to be here for an entire game. I don't understand it. The logic of, you know, hey, we're gonna miss the traffic. No, you're not. Stop. You're still going to stand in traffic. You're still going to sit and wait. And I told Tyler this. My biggest pet peeve is at a baseball game, home game, when people leave in the top of the inning. After the top of the inning, they're to leave. Like what? If the Phillies gave up more runs, you were going to stay? Why don't you at least stay for the bottom of the ninth or the bottom of the eighth? So then you can at least see if they come back and they score some runs. I never support people leaving early. That's a dead giveaway of, in my opinion at least, your fandom and if you're a real fan or not. Obviously, sometimes there's different circumstances. And, you know, when mom's complaining and saying she's tired, you know, what are you going to do? She's your ride. I get it. But, yeah, I would have been so mad at mom for making me miss that Jimmy Rollins comeback. Let's go to Floyd in Allentown. Floyd, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, guys? How we doing? What's up, Philly? I don't know how I could follow those two calls after those mom calls, but my story, I came home from work, getting ready for the game, have a little bit of drink, a little bit of smoke. Hey, man, I fell asleep. The last game, it was, you know, it was a real quick one. And I fell asleep, and, you know, I was talking to everybody, whatever. But come to find out, a couple of years later, the wife, she comes talking to me, and I'm talking to her about it. She's like, yeah, I saw you sleeping, you know, this and that. And she's watching the
and
celebration
on TV. And she doesn't
wake you up? Oh, my God. I said the same thing, and I was like, do you know, like, just shake me. Like, if I look at you surprised, whatever. But then I look at the TV, and it's like, you know, it's all forgiven. Like, whatever.
What, yeah, what fan is going to be mad that his wife woke him up to watch them win a championship?
Not a year or two later. This was like, oh, my God, like 7-9 years later.
Floyd, did you immediately call Michelle Ferrari, who licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania from Cordell and Cordell?
No, I'm in the process right now. I'm at my mama's house, and I'm making a phone call. And I'm thinking about making a phone call soon. But also, I'm coming home one day. I'm a cable guy, and I work a lot of hours, listen to you guys all day long. Love you guys. Love the station. And I call in around 9, 10 o'clock, coming home. Nice chance to win tickets. Somebody told me, I think it was Devon that answered the phone, and they told me the date, and I was like, okay, when I get home, man, it was, we were at the Ocean City, Maryland, watching Bradford, do what he was doing in the preseason, and I'm at Ocean City rather than being at Fan Fest, you know what I mean? Years later, thinking like I felt bad, and I could have done things different.
Floyd, well, I'll tell you what, man. You can do things different this year. I'm going to give you tickets. I love this. I love that story. And I was actually cracking up during the break. Floyd hit me up on Twitter, @Pat_Egan, And he said, and he just told a story, but the way he worded on Twitter was incredible. Man, I got drunk and smoked on the game. We won the World Series after work. I watched the first at bat, maybe. Woke up at 3 a.m. What? We're world champs? Yeah, I saw it. That is incredible. That alone, I was going to give him FanFest tickets, but he was nice enough to call the show, 610-632-0975. The fact that the wife is watching the game. She's watching it. She knows that Floyd has worked all day, tired, indived in a little adult beverages and some other extracurricular stuff. And she doesn't wake him up and say, hey, Floyd, we're about to win the World Series. You might want to watch this. I would be calling up Cordell and Cordell all day. I would be calling up Cordell and Cordell. I'd be calling up Michelle Ferrari. Once again, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I'd be making some calls because that is grounds for separation, in my opinion. I mean, that's just irreconcilable differences. 610-632-0975. Ramsey in Pensauken, Bob in Havertown. Just sit tight, man. I got to hit a break. On the other side, I will finally get to my story that I've been teasing literally the entire show. But, yeah, I want to give the people their time to call in and give theirs. But I will give my story on how I could have went to the 2008 Game 5 of the World Series, and I missed out on that opportunity. Patty with you until midnight on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. happens. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
It's the most anticipated talk show each and every week. And it happens on Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Fanatic. It's a Meat Locker Thursday. That's right. Presented by Wendy's. It's me, Anthony Gargano, Baldy, Vi, Bob Cooney, A. Thomas and the Bro, and a special weekly guest host. We all join forces to create the ultimate group of meats, discussing Philadelphia's most insightful sports talk. That's right. We want to give you the opportunity to win a free Wendy's lunch with us right here at the Meat Locker. Come hang with us. Simply go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register. 975thefanatic. We'll choose one lucky listener and award you the ultimate meat, a free Wendy's lunch with us from the Meat Locker.
The Meat Locker, sponsored by Wendy's. Calm your cravings with a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. A tender chicken breast with a secret mix of fiery spices for a taste that'll be burned into your mind.
10 never came home. 43 years after the end of the Vietnam War, there are still 1,600 servicemen missing in action, 10 from our own city. It's time to finally remember them and all POW MIAs with a monument at the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where we honor all who served and our own 648 who were lost. Learn more about the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial and how your help and donations can finally build a POW MIA monument at pvvm.org. That's pvvm.org.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense, Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. As Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Well, this show has really flown by, and the callers and tweeters, everybody's been great. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, though, that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, who are here to help you and your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. So we've been talking a lot about the 2008 World Series, thanks to the NBC Sports Philly. Great documentary. It's 1 hour, it's quick, and they start with really 05, and then they move on to 08, obviously, and it ends with 08, and then the parade and stuff, and they're going to re-air it if you can catch it. If you missed it, it's really, really well done. I was planning originally on re-airing the Brad Lidge interview at 11:10. I'm probably going to push that back because we got Bob and Ramsey, and I still haven't told my story, and we just got a lot to get into that we haven't had time to because the callers have been so great, but Ramsey's been waiting patiently. I don't want him to wait anymore, so he is on the Fanatic. What's up, Ramsey?
How you doing, Pat?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. So my story is kind of a weird bag. So it's about the 08 World Series. I'm watching Game 5. I'm watching the final game of the series, and I'm excited. You know, we're going, it's a seesaw battle. We're going to a game. And my mom and dad are currently at this point in time separated. Now, getting to that point, I want you to keep in mind. So I'm watching the TV. I'm watching the game. I'm watching everything going down. We get Brad Lidge about to close out the game. Now, you know, Brad, sometimes he was great. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes he'd have you at, like, the heart attack moment where you're watching him and you're just like,
yep.
All right, Brad, don't. Please, Brad, please. And so I'm watching this. And I'm seeing, you know, guy gets on first, steals second. Braz has the guy up there, 3-2 pitch, second out. I get a phone call from my mom. Again, my mom's calling me. I was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, Mom, I'm watching the game. I'm in the room with my dad. My dad's like, Ramsey, take the phone out of the room. I was like, are you serious right now? He's like, take the phone out of the room. So I take the phone out of the room. I run outside. I'm talking to my mom. My mom's like, yeah, so real quick, I just wanted to talk to you guys. I know you're supposed to come over to my house tomorrow. And she's going on and on. And on by the time
And Ramsey, you didn't tell her, like, Mom, I'll call you back?
I'm screaming that pretty much. I'm like, Mom, can I please call you right back? She's like, no, I need to talk to you. It's important. I'm like, please, Mom, please let me call you right back. She's like, no, it's important. I'm like, game ends. I'm 20 years old at the time. He struck him out. I missed the strikeout. All I hear is my dad screaming from the other room. Yes, we did it. Yes, yes.
I'll tell you what, Ramsey. And do you have FanFest tickets?
Nah.
You're going to get them. I'll put you on hold in a second. But I'll tell you right now, both your parents were incredibly selfish in that moment. I'm sure both your parents are great people. I'm sure they raised a great kid in you. But at that moment, you know, and both my parents are divorced, so I know what it's like to go through basically both your parents acting like the other one is like Satan and, you know, I don't take it outside and all that crap. But the fact that your dad made you take it outside and wouldn't let you watch it, and the fact that your mom wouldn't let you call her back in 10 minutes, oh man, they would not be getting good presents for Christmas that year.
Oh, they haven't got good presents in years.
Good. Ramsey, I'm gonna put you a hold, man. You got FanFest tickets. That's rough, man. I mean, the fact that the dad, obviously the dad's gonna celebrate. He's watching the game. He's a Phillies fan. He's pumped. But the fact that he goes, no, take it outside, because you know I'm getting I called Cordell. I'm getting divorced, and you know you can't talk to your own mother in my house while watching the game. And the fact that the mom called during the game, I mean, that is a huge violation. Huge violation. I'll actually give my mom credit because my mom is a Yankees fan. She's from New York. Big Yankees fan. And when the Phillies played the Yankees in 2009 in the World Series, she actually went and stayed at her friend's house. And I had our house to myself because we both kind of agreed that it was best for the household if we weren't in the same living area for the duration of the World Series. So she stayed at her friend's place, like probably 10 minutes up the road. And I stayed at our place. And, you know, I'm lucky to basically have a parent that is a big sports fan in that sense of like, she's aware of when things are going on and will not call me up during, you know, at that point would be the happiest moment as a sports fan of my life. And make me miss it. That's tough, man. That is... I feel for you, Ramsey. But, hey, at least you got FanFest tickets out of it. Let's go to Bob in Havertown. Bob, you're on The Fanatic.
Pat, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Good, man. I got a rough one for you.
Go ahead.
Game 3, 2008 World Series. I was 13 at the time. We had just gotten season tickets in 2008. And... we're going down to game 3 of the World Series. You know, you get one game each playoff series and you got the 17 game plan.
Yep.
So we're heading down and it was in a rain delay. Game 3 started late, rain delay.
Yep, I remember
so
that.
So my uncle, who we split the tickets with, calls me and my father and says, oh, I'm running a limousine. We're going to go down to the game in a limousine. All right, that's fine. We go down to the game in the limousine. Eighth inning comes around. Like I said, it was in a rain delay. And the limousine driver calls and says, oh, well, I only can run till 12 o'clock. So we have to leave the game in the eighth in the limousine. I'm 13 years old.
No.
Ready to lose my mind.
No, dude. Seriously?
And then Chooch hits the dribbler up third and Bartlett scores.
Yeah.
And we go up 2-1 in the World Series. And I'll never let it.
And let me ask you about, there wasn't any way to basically tell the limousine driver, like, I don't know, either pay him more money or you guys could have taken the train home. Like, there was no other, you had to take him home? Bob, you there? Oh, man. I wanted that answer. I wanted to find out if there was any situation that Bob could have finagled a ride from a friend or something, or a family friend that was at the game, or maybe a train. Take the train. I usually just take SEPTA. I think it's easier than driving down and paying $20 for parking. But yeah, that's, I mean, and shame on the limousine driver too. Like, come on, man, just stick it out. Stay. I mean, I too remember that game, but more so for the fact that I think I had, I don't remember if I had Comcast versus Xfinity. One of them went out. There was obviously the rain delay, and one of them went out during the game, if you were watching at home. And all of a sudden, it comes back, and Utley and Howard had gone back-to-back. And I remember basically having to follow the game on the computer. I had to go to, like, MLB.com and watch the GameCast and watch it that way, because whatever cable provider we had, it just went out in the area that I was at. And I missed the back-to-back home runs. And that really bugged me. But, yeah, Jamie Moyer pitched great in that game. Obviously, Choo Choo hit a home run earlier in that game, ends up hitting the dribbler up, and Bruntlett scores. And Longoria makes a diving effort to save it, but it was over at that point. Really looking back on it, they never stood a chance. The Rays, after the Rays beat Boston, it was like, all right, this is going to be a coronation to the championship. I mean, Boston would have given you some problems. The fact that that the Rays knocked Boston out, it was a wrap at that point. Let's go to Bill in Claymont. Bill, you're on the Fanatic.
Pat, how are you tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I would like to go right to my story about where I was when the Phillies won the World Series in 2008, if that's okay?
Sure.
All right, so the game was split. They had the weather delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the night when it happened, I was in South Philly on my bicycle in the parking lot ready to go crazy. I went to my friend's house that was suspended. And I thought it would be the next day, but it was the day after that. I couldn't get out of a work obligation. So on the night the Phillies won the World Series, I was loading a truck that I had driven to New York City. I was at Grand Central Station at the Hyatt, loading a truck when the game was happening. Now, if I was loading a truck in Philadelphia, I could have stopped the whole crew and say, hey, let's listen to Harry Callis call the rest of the game.
Jesus,
but I was in New York, and all of these crew people were on the clock, and they were from New York, so they couldn't care, right? So I had Harry Callis on AM radio in the front of the truck, which you could barely tune in New York,
yeah.
Just barely. I couldn't hear the words he was saying, but I could hear the tone of his voice, and I couldn't stop the truckload. But as we're loading the truck, I could hear Harry Callis, and I could hear his voice, and I knew that they had won. So we concluded, and I knew they had won, and we closed the truck, and the one guy from Philly that I was working with jumped in the truck with me. We were going to go back to Philly. Meanwhile, I knew of a bar on 9th Avenue in Manhattan, that was a Philly bar. And I pulled the truck up to that, and I put it, put the flashers on. And I said, come with me. We ran into the bar. It was a Phillies bar. It was all red. Everybody was celebrating. And we celebrated there. And then somebody said to us, you guys have to get back to Philly. And it's like, yeah, you're right. We do. So we get back in the truck. We get a six pack to go. We head south, and we got back to South Street, or Broad Street rather. And we got last call at the South Philly Tap House just in time. But I'll never get over the fact that I was in New York when the Phillies won the World Series.
Bill, and you can't, honestly, God, you can't see this, and my producer can back me up on it. I was banging my head on the table when you were telling the story, because I honestly feel for you in that situation of you have work. I'm not even trying to be funny with this question. Did you ever think about, like, quitting? Did it ever cross your mind of, like, this job ain't worth it. It's not my, I can find.
And here's the funny thing. That's a good question. At the time, no, I didn't think about quitting, because what did we all think at that time? The Phillies are going to go back to the World Series again and again and again.
Yeah.
I thought, like, that's okay. You know,
yeah,
we'll
if
be
they
back
win
again.
One. And you're hearing that now with the Eagles, man. Bill, do you want FanFest tickets?
I would love them, actually. Yeah.
All right, man.
Great.
I'm gonna put you on hold, dude. That's awful. In 2009, I was working at Super Fresh. Club Fresh is what we called it. And I can tell you right now that Super Fresh was not my career aspirations, and I did not care about Super Fresh, with all due respect to the Fresh. And I basically told them, if you schedule me during any of the World Series games, I will not be here. I'm just telling you right now. And they scheduled me during one, and I did not show up. And at that point, you know, I'm not like Bill. All right. Bill's probably an adult. Bill has a career. Bill has a job. Bill has bills to pay. Bill might have student loans. Bill has mouths to feed. I was 20 at the time. Sally Mae wasn't on my back at that moment in my life. I didn't have mouths to feed other than my own. I didn't really have any bills other than my phone bill. Life was pretty good. So I had the ability to basically say, hey, you can take this job and stick it if you want. I don't really care. I can find another one. But for all the adults out there that had to work during that moment, that's rough, man. That's awful. And I feel for you. Let me finally get to my story, by the way, of my missed opportunity. 2005, I don't know why I keep saying, I keep saying 2005 because it was game five. 2008 World Series, game five. The Phillies won the World Series, part two. So I had gone to 38 games that year. I had gone through a bad breakup of like a girl I'd been dating for like 3 years in September. She starts college. She thinks she can find a better man than me at Temple. How naive. And she,
I would say no.
And exactly. And she breaks my heart. And basically, my college roommate, same thing happened. He broke up with his girlfriend. We were dating around the same time. And so we basically commiserated with each other by going to the Phillies games. And we ended up going to 38 games that year. And we had spent all our money going to watch them get to that point in the playoffs. So 2008, game four, Joe Blant hits the home run. And I immediately hop on StubHub and I start looking for tickets. Now, keep in mind, my bank account says LOL. Like, I had no money. But I call my mom, and I tell her, like, Mom, I need to borrow money. And my mom, if you've been listening to the whole show, you can realize she's pretty cool. And she goes, okay, I'm going to give you, like, $600 or $400 to buy a ticket. And we had a family friend willing to give me, like, $200, $300. So I basically had, like, $600, $700 that I could buy a ticket with. And of course, tickets are going up on StubHub. So I'm monitoring StubHub all night. And by the way, StubHub and other websites, like other like websites you've never heard of that sell tickets or like StubHub, I keep monitoring them and I can't find tickets. So during the season, my roommate and me had gone down to a game and we had met a scalper who actually had business cards, believe it or not. And we called her up that day and we said, hey, we got $1,200 for two tickets. And that was literally all we had. And she goes, all right, I'll sell them. So we head down to the ballpark. We call her up, no answer. We keep calling, no answer. We keep calling, no answer. Well, at this point, our phones have died. And we have $1,200 and time is just ticking away and we're getting closer to first pitch. And I absolutely hate missing first pitch. Hate it. So we do the cardinal rule of buying tickets from a scalper that you don't do. Like the one rule you don't do. Don't buy tickets from a scalper and not have them walk you to the gate. So we're down near the Broad Street line. And if you're familiar with where the CBP is, we're, you know, a decent walk, but not overly far, but far enough. And we get a scalper that's willing to give us two tickets for $1,200. We get to the gate. They're bad tickets. Now it gets worse. They're not like counterfeit tickets. They're previously scanned tickets. Yeah, I see my producer like his ears perk up. Like, oh, this is great. So what basically happened was two guys got in and then through the gate, like they had those little gates right there, through the gate, they gave a scalper their ticket stubs and they sold the tickets to the scalper and the scalper sells me bad tickets. And now I'm sitting there with no money and two ticket stubs for a seat that's already been scanned. So we explained to people like in the vicinity, other scalpers, kind of like what happened and we're trying to find the guy to no avail, obviously. He's gone. And people obviously feel bad for us, but they don't feel bad enough to like give us tickets. So these two guys overhear the story and they come up to us and they say, hey, we actually know a guy who works in the stadium. We'll buy your ticket stubs off you for $150 each. Because we think with the ticket stubs we can get in if, you know, he can somehow get them in with ticket stubs. So something in my stomach said, like, do not do this deal. Do not end up selling this ticket stub. It's a ticket stub to a World Series game nonetheless, even if it's not going to work out. But we had no money, and my roommates kind of pressured me to do it. I'll put the blame on him. So we sell these two guys ticket stubs, and we go to Chickies and Pete's. And we ended up paying to get in there and watching the game. And then we quickly realized, like, yo, this game's going to end up getting rained out. So we take a cab back to CBP, and we start begging people that are leaving, hey, we'll buy your ticket stub from you. Because our feeling was, if you're really leaving this game before it gets called, you're probably not a fan anyway. Well, to no avail. To no avail do we end up getting this ticket stub. So we ended up, basically, in a nutshell, buying bad tickets and getting ticket stubs for a game, selling those ticket stubs, only to find out later that if we had not sold those ticket stubs would have been scanned and we would have been able to enter the stadium for part two of game five. Now, I don't look at it like it's the worst thing in the world, because I look at it like, how many times have you heard somebody say, man, I would do anything to see a parade? We hear it all the time with Eagles fans. Like, I would have done anything. I'd cut my arm off to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Well, I look at it like I paid $1,200 to see the Phillies win a World Series. I didn't actually see it in person. I watched it down in Temple. Ended up walking to Broad Street afterwards. But that is my missed opportunity for the Phillies. I got scammed out of bad tickets, sold the ticket stubs, and those ticket stubs ended up being worth something because the game ended up getting continued, I guess. And my roommate to this day is still pretty upset about it. But that was my big story. And if you have 1-610-622-0975, let's go to Lance in Arizona. Lance, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man, that's a crap.
It's rough, story, right? Dude.
Right, I have two, but this year's Super Bowl, I was at that game in L.A. when Carson Wentz tore his ACL. Me and my brother were depressed, and we were leaving the stadium, and every L.A. Rams fan was like, oh, you guys are done, you're not going to do anything. I remember I got back to Arizona, I went to Target, I bought a Jesus candle and another candle, I had my Bulls jersey from 2013,
yeah.
I set up in my mantle, all that stuff, I got a pound puppy after they beat Atlanta. And I put it up there, and I just kept adding stuff every time they won. And then they finally won. I still haven't taken it down. It's still up there.
You have, like, a little tiny, like, shrine. Like, Lance, how old are you, by the way?
I am 32.
Okay, so I'm 29. So, basically, and people our age will get this, you basically had, like, a Helga Pataki for Hey Arnold shrine for the Eagles.
Yeah. And it's just a random.
That's incredible.
It's just random stuff in there. There's a Wentz action figure. There's a Groot doll. Like, this thing has gotten huge. My brother's like, you're gonna have to get a bigger mantle because it's not fitting all this stuff anymore.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
hey, Lance, it ended up working. I mean,
yeah, that's what I said to my mom. I was like, it worked. I can't take it down now.
Yeah, don't take it down because, you know, next thing you know, I mean, in 2004, we thought the good times were to keep rolling with the Eagles, and next thing you know, T.O. and Donovan start arguing. And the good times didn't continue to roll, and
exactly.
They didn't get back to the Super Bowl, and they didn't end up winning the Super Bowl. But yeah, man, that's tough. Do you have another one? You said you had two.
Yeah, I got another one. Okay, so I was at that NFC Championship game against the Cardinals in 2009, and I was there. And it was halftime. They were getting killed, and I sent my friend back east in Philly. I was like, dude, they're either going to come back and make the greatest comeback to just tear my heart out, or they're just going to keep getting pounded, but I'm going to stay. And sure enough, they came all the way back. And I was like, holy crap, I can't believe it. And then they lost the game. And I remember I was leaving, and there was stuff being thrown at me, fans saying whatever.
Well, you got to understand, Lance, those were Eagles fans dressed as Cardinals fans throwing stuff at you. That's what that
and
was.
But I saw Deuce Staley, and he comes up to me, he's like, do you need help getting into your car? I was like, dude, I love that. And after I got back to my car, I get back home like 3 days later. I'm super depressed. My mom goes, well, what do you, because I just graduated college. She goes, well, what do you want for graduation? Because we were going to get you Super Bowl tickets if they got to the next round.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, like, now's not the time.
Yeah, don't tell me that. Oh, my God, man. You know, and it's funny you say that, Lance. And thanks for the phone call, man. I would have taken, even if I didn't need help getting back from my car, if Deuce Staley walks up to you and says, do you need help getting back to your car? Yeah, no, absolutely, Deuce. Let's commiserate together. And that's cool. I mean, I've never heard a bad thing about Deuce Staley and the fact that he's willing to help out just a random Eagles fan in Arizona. And by the way, his story about getting stuff thrown at him, it just goes to show you that there are bad fans everywhere. Don't tell that to the national media, though. As I said, it's probably Eagles fans dressed as Cardinals fans throwing stuff at Lance. 610-632-0975 if you got just a terrible story about just a missed opportunity. And then we still have time left on the poll. At @Pat_Egan, we got two. Do you think the run from 07 to 2011 was a success for the Phillies? And what was your favorite moment from the 2008 World Series? We got two more segments left. Kay and John, just hold tight. I'm Egan with you till midnight on the Fanatic.
Home of the Phillies sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, the Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on the Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Salick. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Greg Minor. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF-000279. TNACL-2006. AZROC-307-346. CACSLV-102-8256. ORCCB-1999-39. Call for details.
Rock Allegiance, Philadelphia's number one rock and roll party has returned. Saturday, October 6th at BB&T Pavilion. One huge day, three full stages of music, starring Avenged Sevenfold. And a rare appearance by Limp Bizkit, bringing all their hits.
Cut my life into pieces.
says, this is my last resort.
At Papa Roach. Monster Energy's Rock Allegiance is back. Saturday, October 6th, BB&T Pavilion in Wiggins Waterfront Park with Avenged Sevenfold, Limp Bizkit, Papa Roach, Bullet for My Valentine, Skillet, Beartooth, Guar, Fozzy, and so many more. Go to rockallegiance.com for all your ticket, VIP, and festival needs. Pledge your allegiance.
We will bow for greatness.
Monster Energy's Rock Allegiance.
So come and get it.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. ArcticCoolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense, Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Sports talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Man, I loved watching Chase play. And Tyrone Johnson, who was on earlier before me, had a great point. And I believe his show is the full show's podcast, and I can't suggest that enough to go listen to it when you get a chance. But he was basically saying that we need to stop with this notion that Chase Utley was just grit and that he wasn't talent and he didn't have talent. Because you hear so many people like, oh, he was so gritty. He tried hard. And you got guys like Jimmy Rollins who are like, well, they didn't try hard. And Ty's point, which was dead on, was you don't hit that many home runs and you don't get that many hits and that many stolen bases without talent. And yes, there is trying hard, but maybe we put too much of an emphasis on the trying hard because you see a guy like Chase Utley and then we would take that and be like, well, Jimmy's not like that. Jimmy made Chase and Chase made Jimmy. You know, those two were an unbelievable double play tandem, but they were also great in the lineup. And you needed a silent leader like Chase, but you also needed a vocal leader like Jimmy. You needed Jimmy Rollins to go out before the 2007 season and say, we are the team to beat. When you haven't won anything since 1993, when you've gotten close in the previous years, I mean, if you remember, if they had beaten the Astros one game in 06, they would have made the playoffs. You haven't won anything. And Jimmy Rollins goes and says, we're the team to beat. And I don't know if you remember this, folks. The Mets were pissed. How dare you say you're the team to beat? We're the reigning NL East champs. What are you talking about? You're the team to beat? You haven't done anything. Oh, and how does Jimmy Rollins back it up? He wins an MVP award. But then you've got guys like Chase, who you need. You need the silent guy, who when he talks, everybody listens. Everybody perks up. But it was a great point that we constantly put up the grit, the factor, the grit with Chase Utley. Don't get it twisted. Chase didn't just try hard and get 250-something home runs. He had a ton of talent. Tons of talent. And you look back on that draft class, that they took Chase in, which was, I think, 2000. And they took him like 15th overall. It was not a great draft class. And they really hit on Chase Utley. And I'm going to miss the guy. I'm going to miss watching him play, obviously. I hope he comes back and coaches one day because I think he'd be a great bench coach for the Phillies. But just remember, there was a lot of talent there. It wasn't just grit and determination. I try hard. I play hockey. I try really hard. I lack talent. You know? I mean, Tyler, you play baseball. I'm sure you try really hard. I'm sure there's games where you don't say, oh, I'm just going to pack this in. Why aren't you in the major leagues?
Because I throw 65.
Exactly. So I think we need to stop with the and then, by the way, I'm spewing this off of Ty's great rant, and it was so dead on accurate, but we need to stop with the whole like, oh, the guy just, he was grit and determination, and that's why we're talking about him possibly being in the Hall of Fame. No. There was so much talent in that body. So much. I mean, that swing was so unconventional, it was awesome. He literally stopped basically swinging as soon as he made contact with the ball. There was no follow through. It was incredible. And unfortunately, the only guy left, I believe, is Ryan Madsen from that squad. Man, time flies. Let's go out to Kay in Roxborough. Kay, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Pat? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I couldn't agree more about the hockey point because I just spent $150 on a pair just to skate just as bad as I did before.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you go on like Hockey Monkey or you go to like Total Hockey and you're looking at the sticks.
Yeah, that's where I went.
You're looking at the sticks and stuff and it's like $250, $300. And I'm sitting there like, I'll take the junior stick for $70 because the reality is if I buy the 300 stick, it's going to break in the same amount of time and
exactly.
I'm not that good of a player. So
yeah,
I'll take the cheaper stick.
Exactly. Like, I got one goal with a wooden stick. I'm not going composite now. You know what I mean?
I always joke that every stick has a certain amount of goals in it. And when those goals are up, your stick breaks. And that's one of the reasons that my sticks last for like 3 years.
Maybe that's why my buddies break all the time.
Yeah, exactly. What's your missed opportunity, man?
All right. So I was younger. I was a big baseball player. We had a tournament down in Maryland, game 4 of the Flyers 3-0 comeback. So me and my stepdad are at the game. He got tickets for us. I'm a big Flyers fan. And it's going overtime now. Boston tied it. He's not believing in them as it is, down 3-0. So he's like, look, we got to go. We got to leave at 4 in the morning. So I'm yelling at him, yelling. I'm like, no. But he's leaving. I have to go with him. I'm 16 years old at the time. Go with him. Flyers win an OT. And when they won, he was like, all right, I'll make you a deal. Since we happened to miss that, if they go to the Stanley Cup, I'll buy tickets. Well, guess who had another baseball tournament scheduled and never got to a Stanley Cup game and had to miss it?
Dude,
Gagne's my all-time favorite, too. So the fact that he scored that goal, like that one guy said with his mom with the Phillies NLCS,
yeah.
I didn't talk to him for 3 days. Easily.
Well, and that's tough. And that's tough, Kay, because you've made a commitment to a team, and you don't want to let your teammates.
That's what I'm saying,
you don't want to let your teammates out. Like this honestly, do you have FanFest tickets?
I don't.
All right, man. I'm going to put you on hold for him if you want them, and Tyler will check with you. That's the toughest one. That's the toughest situation I've heard because skipping work is easy when you have a job at Superfresh or whatever. I mean, that's what I had in 09. That's easy. But when you made a commitment to a baseball team or really any team, it's tough as a parent to let you skip it, especially if you're one of the better players, because then your entire team is like looking around like, we kind of need this guy. It's not like Pat Egan where, I'm a locker room guy and when I say I'm out for the games, my team cheers. No. If you're one of the better players and you skip the game, you're literally letting the team down. But at the same time, how many opportunities are you gonna have to go to a Stanley Cup game? That's really difficult. And I understand his frustration with it too, because when your favorite player scores a game winner at a Stanley Cup game, I mean, and that entire season was incredible. They fired John Stevens, they bring in Peter Laviolette. I think they got smoked in like their first or second game with Lavi. They didn't do that well. They come back, the fight on Broad Street against the Bruins, down 3-1, down 3-1 in game 7. Not just in the series down 3-1, but in game 7 down 3-1. They claw their way back to get to the Stanley Cup. That's tough, man. That is real tough. But as I said, it's a difficult situation because you have a commitment to a team too. Have you ever had that, Tyler? Because you play sports. Where it's like a commitment to a team gets in the way of like something you really want to do.
I probably have. And like, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But we played so much baseball. I mean, we had Friday, Sunday was travel, Saturday, and then pick 2 days during the week was the in-house leagues, and we were practicing every other day than that.
Yeah, it's tough. Man. Well, you got FanFest tickets out of it. 610-632-0975. Coming up on the other side, we will replay Brad Lidge. He joined me yesterday on my show, but in case you missed it, he went down a trip down memory lane with me, and I thought it was a good interview, so I do want to replay it for anyone who missed it. regarding the 08 team, this team, and Chase Sutley. Egan with you till midnight on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hello.
Download and listen down the shore for Fanatic fun in the sun all summer long.
Watch and transform, please.
The app is free and it's easy to get. Listen anywhere. Just go to the App Store or Google Play.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the app now. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming this summer. Be there.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now, and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Hey, New Jersey. See the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
America never forgets. Never forgets its soldiers. It never forgets the missing in action and the families that continue to suffer.
Vietnam POW Ralph Galati was one of the lucky ones. He came home, but 1,600 servicemen are still missing in action. 10 from our own city. It's time for us to remember and honor them and all POW MIAs with a monument at the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Learn how your support and donations can help build our POW MIA monument at pvvm.org. That's pvvm.org.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, we've definitely 1-800-GOT-SOME-JUNK.
See all that stuff in the yard?
Yes, sir.
We're moving, and that's just part of the stuff we're not taking.
Would you do something for me, ma'am?
Like what?
Would you wave your arm across the yard?
Like this?
Wow.
How did...
That was fun.
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I don't like to call myself an expert, but from talking sports all day, I do consider myself a bit of a sports guru. I think it's time we all recognize the fantastic job Gabe Kapler has done as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a man who was booed at home before the team even took the field for the first time in the season. If they make the playoffs, he's the manager of the year. This sports guru report is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CARGURUS.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, and Xfinity. And don't miss the Fanatic Bikini Beach being created by Elite Landscaping in Berlin, New Jersey. Visit them at EliteLandscaping.com.
Well, tomorrow night on NBC Sports Philadelphia, you will see a special for the 2008 World Series team. And joining us on the line right now, the closer of the 2008 World Series Philadelphia Phillies, Brad Lidge. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
All right, so you know, this Sunday on 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Philly, they're doing a special documentary on the 08 Phillies, obviously 10 years ago this year. You guys hoisted that trophy. But right now you're down in Miami with the team. How did that come together?
Well, you know, I was working with the team a little bit in spring training and, you know, trying to make a point of it to come out and visit the guys a few times this season. During the spring months themselves, I'm actually coaching my son and daughter in their little league ventures. So, you know, finally had a chance to be able to get out and see the team. I'm also going to be trying to meet up with them in Arizona. Of course, I'm in Colorado, so I'll be seeing them in Colorado toward the end of the season. But, you know, really just wanting to get with the guys, and, you know, especially with this bullpen that's been throwing the ball so well as of late, kind of just talk about game plan going down the wire and in the second half of the season. They're doing a great job, but it will be, you know, the way things are going, it's really exciting, but they're going to be pitching in a lot of games. So, you know, just making sure they're managing themselves and staying healthy for the second half.
All right, let's move on to the 2008 team. After the 2007 team, you were traded to Philly from the team that drafted you. So how are you feeling upon hearing that you had been dealt?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it comes as a shock. And even though I had a feeling that, and people had probably mentioned to me a few times that it was definitely a possibility that I could get moved. Ed Wade came into Houston, and, you know, I think people knew that new things were about to happen. The run we had in Houston was over. And, but that being said, the first time you get traded, it's always a massive shock. And, you know, I remember exactly where I was driving back from a restaurant in Denver, with my wife, and I got the call. And, you know, it was, the great thing about it was, you know, Ruben Amaro quickly called me afterward and said, "Hey, listen, we want you to close out here in Philly. It's something we've wanted to have you for a while, and we're glad we have the opportunity." And I think I felt, you know, relieved that, that I was going to a team that had come off such a great regular season and was kind of poised to do even better. So if I was going to get traded, thank God it was to a team that was already pretty dang good.
All right. Now, you just said that Ruben Amaro told you that he wanted you to be the closer. Did that kind of put your mind at ease that you were back to a full-time position as a closer?
It did. It did. And, you know, because I asked him, I think, and you know, I know Brett Myers had a good season closing the prior year, but, you know, he said, "Listen, we want to put him back in the rotation. That'll make us stronger. And, you know, our scouts watched you, and they feel you'll be ready to close here." And you know, I personally felt, you know, after 2007 that I was ready to close, you know, and have a good season. So I had a good feeling that 2008 was going to be a good year, but it was, you know, so it was going to be with a different team, and you got to get used to your bearings and the new environment and everything else. But, you know, from day one, Philly felt pretty awesome to me.
I imagine that going from Houston to a sports town like Philadelphia can be a little bit of a culture shock. What did you know about Philadelphia, and how long did it kind of take you to acclimate to this fan base?
Well, listen, I mean, I knew as a visiting player, it's a tough place to play if things aren't going great. As a visiting player, you come in and, you know, you'll hear it from the fans, but there was a certain part of me that really appreciated that aspect. I mean, you know, it's a city that cares that much. So, I kind of came in and I felt, you know, that I was going to have a good season, but I also felt like it would be it would be a chance to prove myself with a you know, as you mentioned, a city that's so passionate about their sports as they are. And I kind of felt like that was going to be a real good opportunity, kind of a make or break type opportunity for me. And I was really ready to make it happen in a positive way. So, you know, I think as a visiting player, you see and hear a lot, but I didn't realize just how fun the city of Philadelphia was, how nice, you know, there's a ton of areas that, you know, to be, you know, to live in and to have fun. And so, I mean, there's, you know, just looking back, it was kind of surprising how nice everything was and the environment around. And, you know, I don't know. I think when you come into a team that's got a lot of guys that are really confident and really want to win the thing, it kind of just puts you right in that mental state as well.
In 2008, you were perfect, obviously. You finished fourth in the Cy Young Award and eighth in the MVP. What kind of clicked in 2008? Was it the change of scenery? Was it the Rich Doobie being the pitching coach? Was it just you were in the mindset of, you know, I'm going to bear down and get this thing done? Yeah, what kind of changed?
Well, you know, I think 2007 was kind of a wake-up call for me. I lost my closer job early in the year in Houston, and I kind of reevaluated myself a little bit as a pitcher, did some mechanical changes, and I finished the year actually feeling really good in 07. So I knew, you know, physically if I was healthy, 08 would be good. But one thing I worked on in spring training a ton was kind of command of my slider in a different way. Instead of just kind of using it as a strikeout pitch, I wanted to be able to kind of throw it for strikes, backdoor to left-handed hitters and stuff like that. And I worked with Chooch a lot on that in spring training. I remember even though I tweaked my knee and had a meniscus repair in spring training, I felt outstanding physically. And I think I was ready for the challenge of it all. And, you know, I think the team was really supportive of me. They're really excited I was there. And you know, sometimes when momentum gets going, you just can't, you know, you're not going to fight it one way or the other. And things got off to such a great start, and I felt so confident. I just kept, you know, kind of getting more and more that way every time I stepped on the bump. So, you know, listen, I had great defense behind me, and I knew it. That gives you confidence. I loved pitching outside as opposed to pitching inside in Houston a lot underneath the roof. There was just something about it that felt more like a true baseball environment. And for whatever reason, that just the way I felt out there, it kind of worked really well.
So you came into the Phillies team that in 2007, Jimmy Rollins goes out and says, we are the team to beat, even though the Phillies hadn't made the playoffs since 1993. And they actually go out and they do it. He backs it up with an MVP award that season. What was the walking into that locker room with that leadership, what was that like?
Well, I would say it's, you know, not just the leadership, but the swagger that Jimmy had that everybody else was playing with. I mean, I hadn't been around that. I mean, you know, listen, Houston was an incredible group of guys, you know, veteran guys that obviously Bagwell, Biggio, even Jeff Kent, guys like that, guys, you know, superstar players, but kind of conservative players in terms of, you know, throwing it out there. And then all of a sudden you get with a team that a little bit younger, a little more swagger, a little more confident. And it just, it felt great to be a part of that. I mean, I kind of came over as a guy that was, to be honest, had played a few more years than some of the other guys on the team, the, you know, Chase and Howard and Victorino and those guys. And I kind of felt more like a piece of the puzzle coming over. So, yeah, you get it. It was a very different group in the clubhouse. The music was a lot louder. I mean, you know, in Houston, after you win a game, you might listen to some country music. In Philly, after you win a game, you're going to be jamming some great tunes. So, you know, it was a very different environment. And, you know, it felt more electric. It felt more vibrant in the clubhouse, and it was just more exciting.
At what point did you know that that 08 team was special?
I think probably in terms of, you know, I guess there's a lot of way to kind of define special, but I would say this, probably somewhere in spring training, I saw, you know, us beating some pitchers up, you know, just when it looked like guys were kind of, you know, going through the routine and just getting ready. We were still putting up some big crooked numbers and kind of watching the offense go about how they did it. And then in the first part of the season, just seeing other pitchers, I think seeing other pitchers come in out of the bullpen in Philly, visiting pitchers come into the games and just getting shell shocked by the fans, by our offense. It was like, holy cow, if the pitching can just hold this thing down, our offense is insane. I mean, we're going to beat people up. So, and then, you know, we go out there and start pitching great. It was like, yeah, this is a complete team. They play their butts off. There's swagger and there's confidence, but they play hard. You don't get that mix very often.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Chase Utley. He announced his retirement at the end of the season. You play with some tremendous players during your career, but where does Chase rank?
Well, I think in terms of focus and determination, Chase is probably right at the top of the list. I mean, you know, I got to play with Chase, obviously, in his prime, which is a pretty special thing. I mean, yeah, I have been fortunate enough to play with, you know, offensive players like Berkman and Kent and Bagwell and Biggio and other guys, obviously, in Philly as well. But I think, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys that can come up to you and motivate you with one word, and that was kind of Chase. I mean, he was quiet, but he went about his business the right way. Like, he's the kind of guy that, you know, even as a player, I know people kind of point this out as fans and stuff, but even as a player, he's the type of guy you want your kid to emulate. So, just does things the right way, and you know, you don't even have to question. Every single day he's coming out and giving everything he has. You'll never hear about it if he's hurt, but he plays hurt all the time. I mean, that's just kind of the guy that you wish your kids could be like.
And last one before I let you go, do you see any comparisons between this current Phillies team and the 08 team?
You know, I think it's definitely a younger team. I think, some guys are coming into their own a little bit. So I don't know if I'd compare it to the 08 team, but maybe like the 06 or 07 team. I think that kind of makes sense to do that. It's funny because I was kind of looking at the, you know, obviously I've been watching the bullpen arms or anything else. I actually think the guys in the bullpen right now, stuff-wise, are just every bit as good as we were in 08. They just, you know, the only thing they lack is just the experience. So that's what they're getting right now. But I'll tell you, when you watch Sir Anthony Rendon, I mean, his stuff's as good as any of us had out in that bullpen in 08.
Well, Brad, look, as a 29-year-old, you guys were the first championship I ever saw, so I want to thank you for that, and thank you for the time. You can catch that special on the 08 team, NBC Sports Philly, at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Thanks so much, Brad.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
All right, that was Brad Lidge with me last night. I wanted to replay because we're, you know, talking down a trip down memory lane. So if you hadn't heard, hopefully you enjoyed it. Thank you so much to everybody who called in, who tweeted in. You can find me on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. And to my producer, Tyler Zuli, who really played producer and co-host for this night. He will be sleeping on the couch, and you can hear him doing updates tomorrow morning on the morning show. Hopefully you hear me next week. I don't exactly know what my schedule is, but Pat Egan, that's it. Show's over.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5, The Fanatic, for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Philadelphia 114 not included. 0% financing offer on approved credit includes all 2018 Corollas, Priuses, RAV4s, and Siennas. Finance for 60 monthly payments of $16.16 for each $1,000 borrowed. Offer expires 7/31/18.
If you're worried about getting burned this July, you don't know Jack. Dell Toyota is lowering prices as the temperature rises. It's time to beat the heat this summer. Get out of your swim trunks and into a new Toyota today. Dell Toyota is continuing its quest to be the number one truck destination on the East Coast and has been selling and servicing trucks and SUVs for over 40 years. Plus, with the Dell Toyota Vehicle Exchange Program, get out of your old car and into a new Toyota for the same payment as you are paying now, or maybe even less. 0% financing and no money down. Available every day at Dell Toyota. Dell Toyota is located 8 minutes west of Exton on Route 30 in Thorndale. Visit them online at delltoyota.com. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Si habla español.
Jack, sell him for less.
You don't just want easy. You want streaming your Netflix favorites on fast internet easy.
How about a visually striking romantic crime movie from the 1940s?
I'm good with Stranger Things.
You want the best Wi-Fi you can pause with a tap.
Kids! What? Time for bed!
See? Easy. You want holy savings. I can get up to 5 lines of mobile included with my internet easy. You want Xfinity because it makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Introducing new packages with more choice and faster speeds, like this great offer. Get started with internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save by adding Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 8/5/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra, subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership.